It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-2 to Osborne, hammered again in the air to left. Back goes Welko, way back to the warning track, and he's done it again! Drake Osborne, a multi-home run game, and Brooklyn takes a 5-0 ninth inning lead.
The 1. Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that. That ball almost went through the ring light. A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board.
The 0-2, slider cut on and missed, strike three, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos slams the door shut. A perfect 1-2-3, top half of the ninth inning.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
From Maimonides Park in Brooklyn, New York, it's time for Brooklyn Cyclones baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network. Game number 5 of 6 between the Brooklyn Cyclones and the Hudson Valley Renegades, Mets and Yanks, High A affiliates. Hey everyone, what's going on? So glad to have you on board with us alongside Justin Rock. My name is Johnny Gadamowicz. Cyclones have been playing well as of recently. They've taken 3 of 4 in this series. They have won 5 of their last 6, dating back to last week on the road in Bowling Green. And that trend really continued last night. Brooklyn 7-1 winners over Hudson Valley. Cyclones have held Hudson Valley to only 1 run in 3 of the 4 games. Outside of the 16-3 loss on Thursday, this is a series that has been dominated by Brooklyn. And Justin, yesterday, Douglas Soriano, stellar in a starting capacity. Stanley Consuegra sprinkles in a grand slam. And then Joelmy Ramirez takes the ball from Oriana, goes the rest of the way. Brooklyn only used 2 pitchers en route to the win.
Yeah, and then the Cyclones, a great bounce-back effort from the pitching staff after giving up the 16 runs on Thursday night. And it's really been a calling card all season for this pitching staff, limiting what opposing teams can do, not only overall, but especially here at home, among the best ERAs at home and for the starting pitching staff in all of minor league baseball. But you're running out of superlatives for Douglas Orellana because he's just been incredible. And you feel bad for him. He fell 1 out shy of his first win of the season last night, but was at a season high 81 pitches. And you know Gilbert Gomez didn't want to pull the ball from Orellana, but trying to protect that talented right arm. And you look at that 106 ERA, 6th best in minor league baseball among arms with 34 or more innings. That also the lowest in the South Atlantic League. And we've talked a lot this season about prospects here in Brooklyn that maybe aren't on the radar quite yet, but probably should be for Met fans sooner rather than later. And Douglas Orellana seems like the latest name to add to that list.
4 2/3 shutout, 3 walks, 5 strikeouts, 4 hits. Now the man trying to continue the pattern of stellar starting pitching for the Cyclones would be none other than Felipe De La Cruz, the lefty who gets the ball today, coming off 5 1-run innings en route to the win on the road last week against Bowling Green. He'll oppose Josh Gross. That's G-R-O-S-Z, making his high A debut. Gross not great at single A up until this point. ERA over 7. But he'll make the start today for the Renegades, who have been a bit shorthanded from an arm standpoint. We'll see how he factors in. So it is De La Cruz versus Gross as the Cyclones, with a win tonight, would clinch a series victory here against the Yankees High A affiliate. All right, we'll step aside for a short break. When we come back, we will check in with the skipper, Gilbert Gomez, here on the Cyclones pregame show ahead of Brooklyn and Hudson Valley. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Moving right along here on the Cyclones pregame show. Now we have the pleasure of being joined by the head man, Gilbert Gomez, ahead of Brooklyn and Hudson Valley on this Saturday night. Gomi, thanks so much for the time. How's everything going?
So far, so good, man. Thank you for inviting me to your spot, man. Really, really appreciate it.
We're happy to have you. You guys playing some good ball as of recently, winners of three of the last four, five of the last six, dating back to the road trip. What's been clicking well in your eyes as of late?
No, just like the resiliency of the group, especially coming back from that road trip. We lost the first four games in Bowling Green on that second series that we play on the road, and the fact that everyone ever respond, win those last two on the road, and then coming here and not only winning the first couple of games, but then after that, 16-3 loss, being able to come back yesterday, you know, winning a really wire-to-wire game, you know, shows a lot of resiliency and really like competitiveness of the group. So really impressed with the way that these guys are responding to adversity.
You guys have been pretty spectacular here at Maimonides Park all season as well. 15-7 home record through 22 home games, as I do my math. Why do you think that is?
You know, there's always pride to the fan home court. You really want to play good in front of your fans, in front of your people. The fact that we're able to do, you know, more things that we would like to accomplish, and, you know, guys are resting in their own beds and stuff. We definitely like to get our road record better. Championship teams are good on the road as well, so we know that we have to clean up some things on the road. But, you know, we're used to our spot, we're used to a ballpark, and guys are really buying into the stuff that we want them to do. But definitely something that we want to continue to do, defend home turf, but also like getting better on the road is a priority for us.
It's a little bit of a new look rotation, obviously, from a starting standpoint for you guys, with Jonah here now a couple of times through, Cade Morris, Douglas Orianas continued to be spectacular. How contagious has it been for a lot of these starters to kind of just, obviously pitching a very individual thing, but do you get a sense that they are kind of feeding off one another?
You have to, man. Like, it's, they compete against each other, they compete against the other team, but also, like, it just robs off the other people that's next on the rotation. Like, you want to do good, you don't want to let your team down. Pitching has always been the backbone of our team, and, you know, even though we lost a couple of guys that were really good, we did get two really good guys in Morris and Ton, and, you know, with Douglas, like you say, being really stable in the rotation, I feel like we always have a chance to win whoever we throw out there. But it's definitely contagious. The fact that once they see, for example, Rihanna yesterday, you know, go 4-1/3, and then Joe Wilmer was like, you know what, I want to do better. And then, you know, we got the next guy up and the next guy up. So it's really contagious to see them feeding off each other.
You mentioned some of the guys that got the call up to Binghamton. Obviously, Sproat, McLean, amongst a bunch of others, really. I'm sure that's kind of got to be twofold for you as a manager, right? Happy for them, but at the same time recognizing that maybe now there's a hole to fill.
Yeah, it's what we do, man. We're trying to get them better for the next level. We, you know, there's a time, there's a spot or a place for us to be like, you know what, we lost a good one, but if we want to lose everybody, we want to get all these guys up. And it's always a challenge when you're like, when you lose a guy like Nolan or a guy like Spur, like, okay, how can we get the next group of guys to be good and to get them to get to the next level. So it's that nice challenge to have as a coach, but, you know, definitely sad to see them go, but also more than sad is it's happiness that we were able to get them better for the next level.
Johnny Gadamowitz with you as we're talking to Cyclones manager Gilbert Gomez. So when those flurry of call-ups sort of take place, for you, are there any sort of conversations with the Stanleys, with the LaRussos of, hey, okay, you know, we're going to lean on you that much more now, need you guys to continue to be the leaders that you have been?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, you have to post up and you got to come in and do your job regardless. You know, there's conversations happening every day. And the guys that are here, they know that, you know, in order for us to get to where we want to get, we all need to be at the top of our level. So with guys like, especially Stanley, that's been here for a little bit, and Louisville, like, those are the guys that, you know, everybody else is going to follow because they've done it before. They've been here for a long period of time. So we definitely rely on them to lead the way for the guys that are younger, the guys that have been here for the first time. But, you know, we rely on everybody. Like, everybody's important. Everybody will have the opportunity to contribute to a win, and that's the way that we've been doing stuff as of now.
Speaking of Stanway, he's obviously had a nice week. How nice was it to see him hit the Grand Slam yesterday? And has he done anything in particular? I know the stance looks a little different. What's allowed him to kind of turn a corner in your eyes here?
It's a lot of like tweaks in there, man. You know, it's baseball. It's a game of adjustments that we all know, and that's the thing that everybody says. But, you know, definitely Stanley's a guy that has to get out there and put the work in. There's definitely some noticeable things on the stance that you talk about. You know, the mentality, what to look for, you know, where do I want to hit this baseball, and just the ability to come out and be, you know, flexible and be open to try new things.
Right.
I feel like Stanley, a guy that, you know, leads the Brooklyn Cyclones in home runs, you know, he has the record for most home runs in this franchise. Like, willing to make adjustments, it's something that not only is good for him, but it's also going to show the rest of the people around, like, hey, if I'm willing to make an adjustment, then, like, we all can,
right,
you know, always get better and find better ways to do our thing.
Awesome. Just one or two more for you here, Skip. How would you kind of evaluate Nick Morabito's performance up until this point?
Electric. Table setter, you know, gets everything going. That combination of, like, speed and the ability to put the ball in play line to line with power, because he hits the ball hard. So, like, having a guy right away at the top of the lineup that can get things going and puts pressure on the other team's defense, but also puts pressure on the other team's manager. Like, now they have to play a different game. They have to pick more. They have to go quicker to the play more, because if you don't, then it's probably a single, it's a double, and a base hit now is 1-0. So having that ability at the top of the lineup really brings a different element to the game that every team needs and every team wants.
And finally, you got the lefty on the mound tonight in Felipe, coming off a strong start on the road last week. What can fans expect to hear from Felipe tonight?
Steady, man. Same thing. You know, attack the strike zone. Really efficient with his pitch count. You know, Felipe is like a really steady-paced guy. He doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low, gets out there and does his thing. So looking forward to seeing him out there and just competing, man. He's a really competitor, a really good competitor, and always gives us what we need.
Well, we're certainly looking forward to it. That's Cyclones manager Gilbert Gomez. Gomi, thanks for the time.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
We'll have more on the Cyclones pregame show after a short break.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York Tri-State. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the...
Goat.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but
so
there's
much.
So many other...
They're talking about the goat, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Cyclones fans, are you ready for the ultimate weekend experience at Maimonides Park? Join us for Baseball You Can Drink, every Saturday home game. Dive into 2 hours of open bar, beginning 30 minutes before the first pitch and lasting 90 minutes after, ensuring your game day starts and continues on a high note. For April and May, enjoy your drinks from the hot corner on the third base concourse, with your seats in the main seating bowl for a perfect view of the action. As the season heats up, we'll move the party to the backyard, right behind the right field wall, offering a uniquely Coney Island game day atmosphere. Act fast, because pricing for Baseball You Can Drink will increase by $5 starting the Monday before each event date. Secure your tickets now at BrooklynCyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer, because amazing starts here.
Attention Cyclone fans and furry friend enthusiasts. Get your paws ready for Bark in the Park Nights, presented by the Veterinary Emergency Group. Join us at Maimonides Park for a tail-wagging good time on five special Tuesdays, April 23rd, May 21st, June 18th, July 23rd, and September 3rd. For just $20, humans get a ticket to the game and a stylish Cyclones cap, while your four-legged buddies enter for free. Enjoy the game from our main seating bowl, designed to offer the best views for our two-legged fans. Plus, don't miss the pregame pup parade around the field, starting 45 minutes before the first pitch. Line up between sections 22 and 24 and strut your stuff. And that's not all. With each ticket purchased, you'll also receive a Cyclones doggy backpack, perfect for carrying treats, toys, and bags on your walks. This handy bag clips easily to a leash or human backpack, making it a must-have for every outing. So mark your calendars and join us for Bark in the Park Nights. Purchase your tickets today at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. Cyclones Baseball, where amazing starts here and every bark is part of the cheer.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
It's time for baseball on this Saturday night. Sun shining on Coney Island as we get ready for Game 5 of this six-game series. Cyclones going for a series victory. Hudson Valley trying to force a rubber match tomorrow afternoon. And as Felipe De La Cruz warms up on the mound, let's take a look at tonight's starting lineup. First for the visiting Hudson Valley Renegades, put together by their skipper, Nick Ortiz. Jay Savina leads off in right. Jared Serna, the shortstop, bat second. Jesus Rodriguez back in the lineup. He'll hit third in left. Cleanup batter, the minor league rehabbing Tyler Hartman as the DH. Omar Martinez, the catcher, will hit fifth. Rafael Flores will bat sixth and play first base. Kiko Romero gets the start at third base, batting seventh. Nelson Medina came on as a defensive replacement last night. He'll bat eighth and center. And Bo Brewer has come on a couple of times in this series, particularly pinch hitting for DJ LeMahieu. But he will get the start tonight, batting ninth at second base. We'll get you Brooklyn starting nine in just a matter of moments, but it is just about time for first pitch as Jay Savina will lead things off for Hudson Valley. Avina 0 for 4 last night with a walk and 4 for 17 in the series. De La Cruz is ready. Avina's ready. Our first pitch of the night is a fastball cut on and missed at 95, and we're underway at 6:03 Eastern. Avina hitting 299, 4 homers, 22 RBIs. The 0-1, and Avina fights it off the wrists and over the head of the second baseman, Lara, in a right center field for a base hit. Avina rounds first, will stop there, and the Renegades get the leadoff man on to start the night. A base hit for Jace. But Felipe De La Cruz making the start for Brooklyn tonight. Will celebrate his 23rd birthday tomorrow. 6 feet tall, 160 pounds from Yamasa in the Dominican Republic. First toss to Jared Serna is over for a strike. And the count 0-1. De La Cruz making his team-high ninth start. 2-4 record, a 3.15 ERA. 34 hits in 34 and a third innings. 15 walks, 37 strikeouts. As a good back foot slider has Serna out in front. And Felipe ahead 0-2. Serna coming into play tonight, hitting at 250. 7 homers, 26 RBIs. As time called with, not sure why the home plate umpire was looking back in the direction of the Hudson Valley dugout. But now the 0-2, and Serna fights it off the hands. Umpiring crew tonight behind the plate calling the balls and strikes is John Forster. And not Jared Neal on the bases today. A pinch hitter for him, Travis Brewer, will be alongside Forster on the bags. The 0-2, swing and a miss, got him. Looked like that slider was suspended in air towards the inside corner. First strikeout tonight for Felipe, and there's one away in the first. That game brought to you by our friends at BKFC, Brooklyn Football Club, bringing soccer back to Coney Island in 2025. For more info, visit brooklynfootballclub.com. Jesus Rodriguez takes outside, but that pitch will not count as a balk is called against De La Cruz by the new man on the crew, Travis Brewer. So Avina is awarded a second base. That not the first balk we've seen called on Felipe this year. As a matter of fact, that is the third. And a quick conversation between the catcher Christian Pregent and the left-hander ahead of the first pitch now to Rodriguez. But defensively behind Felipe tonight, left to right in the outfield, Jeffrey De Los Santos, Stanley Consuegra, and Karel Paz. Third to first around the infield. Nick LaRusso, Junior Tillian, Wilfredo Lara, and Chris Suero. The lefty deals, and Rodriguez fouls it off. And the count 0-1. Rodriguez hitting at .310. That average tied for fourth in the league. Five homers, 22 RBIs, scattered among the league leaders. Rests that bat on his back shoulder, the 0-1 outside. A ball and a strike. Rodriguez, fourth in the league in hits and total bases. He's also top 10 in runs, OPS, and slugging. Guy who celebrated his 22nd birthday at the tail end of April. 1-1, and Rodriguez fouls it out of the stadium. 1-2 towards the parking lot. Gorgeous night here on Coney Island. A little bit cooler than what we had the last few days. Right now, 68 degrees, according to AccuWeather. 6 mile per hour wind gusts. American flag out in center, blowing in and towards the first base line. Avina takes a solid leadoff second. A look back there, the 1-2. And Rodriguez out in front of the slider. Remains a ball and two strikes. But it is officially a summer Saturday on Coney Island, Memorial Day weekend. Of course, the holiday coming up on Monday. Renegades don't have an off day on Monday. They're actually playing at home on Memorial Day. But, you know, the summer is coming here on Coney Island because it is three batters into the game and the music is still blaring in from beyond left field. As Rodriguez takes outside 2-2.
And for any of these players who it's their first time playing in Brooklyn, I'm sure it comes as a surprise and maybe even a level of adjustment there just from a mental standpoint.
I'd probably say so for Jeffrey De Los Santos in left field. He's the man closest to it as Rodriguez goes fishing for the changeup and comes up with a bag full of air. Back-to-back strikeouts for Felipe after the leadoff single and two down in the first. So here is the designated hitter, Tyler Hardman. Picked up his first hit of the week yesterday, 1-for-4. Just 1-for-10 in the series. Here on minor league rehab after Tommy John surgery in the offseason. As Hardman takes low, 1-0. Well, Felipe, great start last time out. El Brooklyn snapped that season-long five-game losing streak. Five innings, one run, four hits. Didn't have his best command, walked a season-high four. But was able to limit the damage to the single run. And what ended up becoming a 9-4 Cyclones win. Runner held on at second, the 1-0. And De La Cruz misses outside, 95-mile-an-hour fastball. 2-0. De La Cruz, fastball, slider, changeup. Coming into play today, ninth in the league, rather tied for eighth in the league among qualifiers in ERA, the 2-0, and Hardman brushed off the plate inside. Three balls and no strikes with the lefty swinging Omar Martinez on deck. Left arm dangling at Felipe's side as he gets the sign. Lefty deals. And Hardman takes a call, strike up and away. And De La Cruz back in the count. It's 3-1. Hardman, former draftee out of Oklahoma. Was also drafted by the Rockies out of high school, Temescal Canyon High School in Lake Elsinore, where the Padres have an affiliate. As Hardman, 3 days early on the off-speed and the count full. But Hardman had some of the best success he's had in his career in a Renegades uniform. South Atlantic League postseason all-star a couple of years ago. De La Cruz trying to get out of trouble. The payoff pitch. And he got him. Pulled the string on the change. And after the leadoff base hit and a balk, three straight strikeouts limit the damage. No runs, one hit. And one left at the end of a half an inning. It's Hudson Valley nothing. And here come the Cyclones on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now. Secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Go to the bottom of the first inning here on Coney Island. The Cyclones coming to bat for the first time tonight against Josh Gross. This is the lineup put together by Gilbert Gomez. Stanley Consuegra makes his second appearance this year in the leadoff spot in center. Nick LaRusso bats second and third. Junior Tillian, shortstop in the three spot. William Lugo cleaning up as the DH. Wilfredo Lara hits second and bats fifth. Jeffrey De Los Santos in the six hole in left field. Chris Suero, first start as a Cyclone at first base, batting seventh. Christian Pregent, the catcher, bats eighth. And Karel Paz rounds out the order, batting ninth. In right, Stanley Consuegra leads off, and there it goes. Way back into the Coney Island night air, and heads up on the Cyclone, 1-0 Brooklyn. Well, Josh Gross had given up 8 home runs in the South Atlantic League, and make it 9 now on the year as Stanley Consuegra puts one out of sight.
Second straight night with a long ball for Consuegra. Follows up a grand slam from yesterday with attacking the first pitch, and he didn't miss it.
105.7 off the bat. Listed at 366 feet, but I'm calling shenanigans. That was obliterated. Brings up Nick LaRusso. And he takes outside for ball one. One pitch, one run. You see Josh Gross, the right-hander, making the start. A rude introduction to South Atlantic League baseball here tonight as LaRusso hitting at 285, six homers, 24 RBIs. As the 1-0 over for a strike. And the count 1-1. Gross, the right-hander. Yankees 11th round pick last year out of East Carolina. 6'4", 208 pounds. 21 years old from 29 Palms, California. As LaRusso takes outside, it is 2-1. Gross in the Florida State League at Single-A Tampa. But first the 2-1. And LaRusso takes under the arms. 3 balls and a strike. Gross, 7 appearances, 6 starts, 1-3, a 7.06 ERA. 37 hits in 29 and a third innings, but good numbers of the walks and strikeouts, 13 free passes, 48 Ks, as LaRusso down the right field line, out of play. And the count full at 3-2.
So essentially a roundabout way of saying he throws a lot of strikes, and as evident by that ERA north of 7, it has cost him, to say the least.
Now the payoff pitch, and La Russa, a dribbler up the third baseline, remains full at 3-2. Gross last start came a week ago today against Bradenton. Pirates affiliate gave up 4 runs in 3 2/3 innings, gave up a home run in that game, but again, good with the walks and Ks, 1 free pass, 8 punchouts. Works from the third base side of the slab. Now the payoff. And La Russa takes down and away, ball 4. So the first two are on for Brooklyn tonight. And now it is the shortstop, Junior Tillian. Tillian, 1-for-5 yesterday with a double, has reached in 8 straight games. Average up to .218, a homer, 10 RBIs. And bright red bat wagging over his head. As Tillian takes down and away, 1-0. Defensively behind Gross tonight, left to right in the outfield, Jesus Rodriguez, Nelson Medina, and Jay Savina. Third to first around the infield, Kiko Romero, Jared Serna, Bo Brewer, and Rafael Flores. The 1-0. Outside, 2 balls and no strikes. Omar Martinez, the catcher tonight. Beautiful blue skies here on Coney Island. Some hazy clouds hanging off towards the batter's eye in center. The 2-0. And Tillian gets the green light, fouls it back. Count now 2-1. William Lugo waits on deck. Runner dances off of first, the 2-1. And that an old 55-footer from Gross. Looked like he tripped on the mound. Hopefully he's all right. 3 balls and a strike. You saw the first baseman Flores come in a couple of steps, as did the second baseman Brewer. I don't know if they're offering encouragement or just trying to make sure the right-hander is okay. And an inauspicious start tonight for Gross. 3-1 is low and away, ball 4. So Gross, someone who did not issue a whole lot of walks in his time in the Florida State League, has permitted 2 out of the first 3 batters he's faced. And now William Lugo, the batter, who last time he came up in yesterday's game, hit a laser beam around the left field pole. As Spencer Medick, the pitching coach for Hudson Valley, already jogging out to the mound. But fans, a reminder, tonight's game brought to you by Panorama Bus Tours. For safety and quality like your Cyclones, get on the road. Visit them on the web at panoramabustours.com or call 973-470-9700. Travel with us. Travel safe. Gross already up at 13 pitches. This is a very shorthanded Hudson Valley pitching staff. They've had a lot of players siphoned by AAA Scranton Wilkes-Barre this week. Baron Stewart, who was supposed to start on Wednesday, was scratched, called up, made a start in a doubleheader against Syracuse earlier this week before rejoining the team. So he's unavailable. They moved the starting rotation all up. But Ben Shields, who was supposed to start today for Hudson Valley, got moved also to Scranton, started today against Syracuse. So Gross moved up. Also, Trent Sellers went up to AAA, so that's one fewer arm in the bullpen. Lugo takes outside 1-0. And this Renegades pitching staff, really outside of the game on Thursday, has been relatively taxed during the course of the week. So they need to get length from Gross tonight as the 1-0 off the glove of the catcher Martinez rolls towards the third base dugout, and everyone's going to move up. Wild pitch gets La Russa to third, and Tillian at second with nobody out.
Yeah, in the Monday game for Hudson Valley, Doesn't make it any easier when you talk about that thin bullpen.
Infield in all around for the Renegades. Trying to cut off the run at third. The righty's 2-0. And Lugo takes a breaking ball high and tight, 3-0. And Gross right now, you wonder if that first pitch moonshot from Consuegra inflated what might have already been a high nerves for the righty. The 3-0, and Lugo gets the green light and dribbles it foul. Don't know if I necessarily agree with that swing decision, but there are no more red lights, especially in minor league baseball. If you think you can hit it, you get to swing at it. So Gross gets his strike. It's 3-1. Now he comes home, and Lugo early on the change. Maybe Gross beginning to pick up some confidence after that 3-0 swing away. Count now full. The 3-2 pitch. Down and away, ball four. And Lugo still works a walk. Well, Lugo came into play today, second in the league in walks. Top five in minor league baseball in walk rate. And Gross has already matched his season high in walks through four batters. So here is Wilfredo Lara. Had a couple of base hits in last night's win for Brooklyn. Hitting at a .191, a homer, 12 RBIs. The first pitch, dirt ball down and away, 1-0. And you already see some milling about in the Renegade left field bullpen. Gross, just 7 out of his first 19 pitches have been strikes. Now the 1-0, and Lara watches a breaking ball fall in there. Count even at 1. LaRusso at third, Tillian at second, Lugo at first, 3 straight walks after the leadoff home run by Stanley. The 1-1, and Lara tries to hold up on the high fastball, but could not at 94. And Gross jumps ahead, a ball and 2 strikes. Jeffrey De Los Santos on deck. Corners in, middle infield back. Here's the 1-2. And Lara chops it on the ground at third. The throw to the plate, and Martinez can't scoop it. A flat-footed throw by Kiko Romero. Couldn't quite get to the catcher. 2-0 Cyclones. I imagine that'll go down as a straight fielder's choice. We'll see if they give an error on that play. But it all counts the same for Brooklyn. A 2-0 lead, and there's still nobody out for Jeffrey De Los Santos. Infield now in all around, and De Los Santos takes high, 1-0. De Los Santos been on a tear over the last couple of games, coming into play tonight on a 7-game hitting streak. And he foul tips it into the glove of Martinez, 1-1, 8 for his last 25. 1-for-4 yesterday, hitting a .197 with Brooklyn. 13-for-66, a homer, 8 batted in. The righty fires, and De Los Santos takes low, 2-1. So they did give an error on that play. Not quite sure yet who the guilty party was. And that wild pitch during the last at-bat was also ruled a passed ball. As De Los Santos taps one to short, Cerna looks to the plate. They get the out there. As De Los Santos safe at first without a throw. So a fielder's choice, 6-2, gets the first out of the inning. Now the bases remain loaded with one away for Chris Suero. With Gross now at 27 pitches in the inning. That's something certainly worth following, but not entirely sure what the Yankees' philosophy has been on that as Suero pulls it foul. Seen the Yankees allow their prospects maybe go a little bit further than that 30-pitch plateau in the inning. But it was a fielder's choice. Maybe there wasn't an error. There's no error on MLB.com.
Yeah, I was going to say
there's
the
an error on the video board.
Right.
Suero sends it out of play. 0-2 the count. Chris, 1-for-3 last night. 2.14 average with the Cyclones. A homer, 5 RBIs. But on a heater right now, 7 for his last 18. Gross ahead, no balls and 2 strikes. Bases loaded, 1 out. The 0-2, and Suero chops it into the dugout, a foul ball. Suero probably the only guy in the lineup today for Brooklyn that might have already faced Gross. Suero joining Brooklyn from single-A St. Lucie during the road trip. They have met the Tarpons already this season. The 0-2. Down and away, a ball and 2 strikes. And Gross now up at 31 pitches in the inning. Rizzo, a right-hander up and getting ready. First baseman in. Rest of the infield is back, though. The 1-2, and Suero try to get out of the way, but ball found bat. And a foul ball in the direction of Brooklyn's on-deck circle. Cyclones only have 1 hit in the inning. That was the leadoff home run. Since then, 3 walks and a couple of fielder's choices. 1-2, and Suero again a foul ball. Suero 7 for his last 18. Scored 5 runs. When Suero gets on, he tends to come around to score. Was tied for the Florida State League lead in runs scored at the time of his promotion. Lugo at third, Lara at second, De Los Santos at first. Brooklyn a 2-0 lead. The 1-2 foul towards us. And off to the parking lot, we'll do it again.
Well, nice work by Chris here to just prolong the at-bat. Make Gross work that much more. I'm sure he's tossed a heck of a lot more pitches here in this first than he would have hoped when he first took the mound.
Already nearing the bottom of the 6 o'clock hour. The 1-2. Suero, a floater up the middle, caught by the second baseman to his right, and Lara's doubled off to end the inning. Lara was off on contact, and Brewer made the backhanded pick, moving to his right to take away a base hit and a couple of RBIs from Suero. So Brooklyn settles for 2 in the inning and leave a couple men aboard at the end of 1. 2-0 Brooklyn on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is a family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
Calling all hot dog lovers, come join us at Maimonides Park on Wednesday, July 3rd, when the Cyclones will suit up as the Coney Island Franks. Just one day before the annual Nathan's Famous hot dog eating contest, the first 1,500 fans to enter the ballpark will receive a Joey Chestnut bobblehead giveaway. There are also special guaranteed ticket offers to ensure you'll get to take home a bobblehead of the hot dog king of Coney Island. For tickets and more info, make sure to log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Well, we'll see how Felipe De La Cruz settles in after a long break between the top of the first and the top of the second. 2-0 Brooklyn, our score. Fans, the only thing better than curling up with a good book is getting free tickets to see your Cyclones for doing it. All kids 18 and under invited to join our Home Run Readers program presented by Sledge House Media. All you have to do, read 4 books in your free time and tell us about them. As Omar Martinez looks foolish on the first pitch slider. But tell us about those 4 books. And you'll get two free tickets to a 2024 Cyclones home game. Outside 1-1. But for more information, log on to BrooklynCyclones.com/enrichment. 1-1 on Martinez as he's lunging at the change. Changeups looked real nice from Felipe tonight. He's ahead 1-2. Martinez last night, 1-for-4, riding a 9-game hitting streak, and a pitch clock violation on Martinez. He's out. The home plate umpire called him out. Martinez refusing to leave the box. Looking back at the third base dugout was the home plate umpire, John Forster, and he tells Martinez to head back to the dugout. Nick Ortiz clearly disapproves. And Martinez, still with helmet on head, bat in hand, not going to let this go, and neither is skipper Nick Ortiz. As Forster made the call that Martinez wasn't set in the box.
Well, I'd love to know what Ortiz's premise of his argument is.
There have been a lot of pitch clock violations in this series. As a matter of fact, there's been at least one called in every game out of the first five of this set. And that probably the most unusual way for someone to pick up a fourth straight strikeout. So now Rafael Flores gets one by the belt buckle. And the count 1-0. Well, you see something new at a ballpark every day, and now we have a strikeout without strikes. At least one thrown, that is, as the 1-0 over. Even at 1. Brooklyn wearing the home whites tonight. Cyclones in red across the chest. Navy cap, navy bill. The 1-1. Misses down. 2 balls and a strike. Flores hitting .267. 2 homers, 18 RBIs. 1-for-7 in the series, the 2-1. Foul back. And the count 2-2. Series wraps up tomorrow. 2 o'clock first pitch. Mookie Wilson will be here. It's part of his legacy catering company. He'll be out in the backyard grilling up some barbecue. So log on to BrooklynCyclones.com. Tickets going fast to get your specialty ticket to sit in the backyard tomorrow and be served by none other than number one, Mookie Wilson. 2-2, outside corner, got him looking. 5 straight punch outs for De La Cruz, 2 out in the second. And for Felipe, the first 3 were all swinging, and I guess technically the last 2 have been looking. What do you even put down on a strikeout?
I go with a sideways K.
I love it.
Not quite backwards. But not quite upright either.
There's a strike to Romero, 0-1. You didn't put it in italics or maybe bold it, underline it. Your favorite Microsoft Word stylization is Romero falls behind 0-2. Romero hitting at .218, 4 homers, 13 RBIs. 1-for-5 in his last game on Thursday with a 2-bagger. Both his hits this series have gone for extra bases. The 0-2, and Romero stays in there, fouls it away. 2-0 Brooklyn. Bases empty, 2 out, top of the second inning. A gorgeous, sunny Saturday afternoon on Memorial Day weekend. A pitch, and he struck him out again. Dialed it up to 96 this time, up and in. 6 straight strikeouts for De La Cruz after allowing the leadoff single to start the night. We head to the bottom of the second here on Coney Island. Brooklyn already up a pair, 2-0 on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
From the day's first pitch to the night's final out, MLB Network sets the stage for fans every day.
So it'll be interesting to watch what happens here
all season long. See the players who are making a statement.
Hey, let's check out the board, folks.
With live games every week.
Inside the park we go.
Cutting-edge baseball chatter, plus highlights, analysis, and live look-ins on MLB Tonight. MLB Network. The game is the star.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Well, thanks to the inning double play, Josh Gross back to work as we go to the bottom of the second inning. 35 pitches in that opening frame. Maybe for the right-hander getting out of that bases-loaded pickle with only the two runs allowed. Maybe somewhat similar to Cade Morris on Wednesday, the magic elixir to get Gross trending in the right direction as 8-9-1 due up for Brooklyn in the inning as Christian Pregent out in front of a breaking ball. No balls and a strike. Pregent, second start of the series. Also played in the game on Thursday, went 1-for-3. Takes a strike, 0-2. Pregent, 6-for-43 at the plate this year with three RBIs. Had missed about 12 days or so. Started the Saturday game in Rome and got a foul ball just above his knee protector. The 0-2 check swing did not go on appeal, says Brewer. A ball and two strikes. He got it right above his, I want to say, right or left knee. And had some trouble putting weight on his leg. Was out of the lineup for a couple of days, but now back in the swing of things as Pregent fouls it aside. Mets 10th round pick last year out of Stetson University. The 1-2 from the righty. And Pregent in the air right side out of play. And it remains 1-2. Hudson Valley, the Navy alternates tonight. Renegades in white block lettering across the chest. White numerals front and back with a silver border. Navy cap, Navy bill. 1-2. And Pregent again, a foul ball. Brooklyn's done a good job fouling off pitches with two strikes tonight. That a big reason why Gross's pitch count is where it is. Gross out of East Carolina University. College teammates with Josh Moylan, who has off tonight. As Pregent takes down and away. 2-2. Josh Gross might also be the owner of the weirdest ejection and suspension in the history of baseball. It happened last May during his final year at East Carolina. Pregent tries to hold up, and it appears he did. And the count now full at 3-2. But Gross's initial claim to fame was getting ejected for one game and suspended another last May. The 2-2 pitch, or rather the 3-2 pitch inside ball four. And that the fourth walk issued by Gross tonight. And Brooklyn has the leadoff man aboard. But Gross was ejected and suspended because he came out of the dugout after East Carolina hit a home run and fed his teammate a peanut butter and jelly sandwich before he got back to the dugout. Well, NCAA had implemented a rule against celebratory props. And apparently peanut butter and jelly makes the list. As Karell Paz takes down an in 1-0. But the quote that really pulled it all together was the one from his head coach, Cliff Godwin, who clearly was on Josh's side. As a pitch high, 2-0, and he said, in relation to what the umpires did ejecting him was, quote, that's the new rules, I guess. No fun baseball. No fun, no food either. The 2-0. Up and away, three balls and no strikes.
Maybe his teammate just said he was hungry, and Josh just trying to reward him.
Yeah. Want to say peanut butter and jelly sandwiches are about the official food of college and minor league baseball. The 3-0. called strike to Paz, 3-1. Gurriel, lefty batter, hitting at 222, a homer, two RBIs, 1-for-4 yesterday, scored a run. One on, nobody out, 3-1 the count. A righty offers, and Paz swings through the heater. 93 that time from Gross, and the count full. Romero, the third baseman, playing back and well off the line. Shortstop Cerna shaded up the middle, and now Gross steps off. Busy night at the ballpark here in Brooklyn. The payoff, and Paz serves it in the air to left. Back on it is Rodriguez, curling to his right, and in that bright blue mitt, makes the catch for the first out of the inning. Well, the wind blowing in from that direction might have hurt Paz's chances to get it over Rodriguez's head. But now it's Stanley Consuegra, and we'll see if Gross pitches Stanley a little bit different this time after Consuegra hit one that is currently orbiting Venus on the first pitch of the first inning. Righty fires, and Consuegra, a sharp ground ball to third. Could be two. On his second for one. Relay back to first by Brewer. In time, double play. Inning over. Well, Consuegra has seen two pitches tonight and two diametrically opposite results. A home run that might still be circumnavigating the globe, and a ground ball double play. No runs, no hits, nobody left. To the end of two, 2-0 Brooklyn on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein. Perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
On Thursday, July 25th, we'll turn the Coney Isle into the Emerald Isle at Maimonides Park as we celebrate Irish Night. As part of the festivities, the first 1,000 fans will take home an Irish-themed Cyclones cap. You can also take advantage of our exclusive ticket package that includes a Kelly Green Cyclones Irish jersey giveaway, with sizes spanning from small to XXL on a first-come, first-serve basis. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Go to the third inning on this Saturday evening. Beautiful night in Brooklyn. 2-0 Cyclones in front. And as we head to the top of the third to take over the play-by-play, here's Johnny Gadamowicz.
All right, Justin. First pitch of inning number three. Played off a hop at second. Low throw in time. How about Wilfredo Lara on a sharply hit ground ball, moving backwards, spiked the throw low to the first baseman Suero, who dug it out to retire Nelson Medina one away.
How about that pick from Suero? Hasn't played first base in a while. Picked up where he left off.
First pitch is a strike to Bo Brewer, 0-1. So some impressive defense, the combination of the right side of the Brooklyn infield, Lara and Suero. This one hits the left side of the infield. LaRusso at third, off a crow hop, another low throw, and another nice pick. Two away.
Nicely done by Chris Suero over at first base. Not his natural position, a catcher, played some left field. But two very different throws to first base in the dirt. One on a backhand, one that sort of ate him up down by his waist. Job well done.
So a 4-3 and a 5-3 to start the frame. Felipe De La Cruz is cruising, and he blows a fastball right by the leadoff man, Jace Avina. 95 on the gun that time from Felipe. A 1 hit sharply down the third baseline, but foul. And it is 0-2. Well, Felipe has made it a point to get ahead in counts tonight. That has been part of the reason he's been able to dominate in the way that he has. Already 6 strikeouts. He's retired 8 straight. Last man to reach was the guy who stands in right now in Jay Savina. He singled to start the ball game. 0-2. Misses outside. 1-2. De La Cruz, a southpaw, working against the righty bat, Avina. At 299, 1-2, swing and a miss. Number 7 for Felipe De La Cruz, who is retired. 9 straight, 95 gas to retire Avina. 1-2-3 in the third. Let's go to the home half. 2-0 Brooklyn.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Hola, mi nombre es Tani Consuegra, soy de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Cyclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Cyclones.
We go to the bottom of the third from Maimonides Park. Beautiful Saturday evening on Coney Island. Hard to believe already game 5 of 6.
I can't believe it's May 25th.
May 25th. Game number 44 on the year for the Cyclones. A little less than that for Hudson Valley. They're at 41. They've had to deal with all sorts of weather, rain, postponements over the course of the first almost 2 months. It's 2-3-4 for Brooklyn. Nick LaRusso, sharp line drive to left. Cut off by the left fielder, Rodriguez. Right at the lip of the warning track, a quick throw in and a strong throw in to keep it to a single for LaRusso. But a scorcher off the bat of Nick. His second time on the bases today. Unfortunately for Nick, though, he hit it a little too hard to think about trying to make it extra bases at triple digits off the barrel, 100.
Honestly, I thought he hit it harder than that.
So Brooklyn puts the leadoff man on in the bottom of the third. Now the first pitch misses down and away to Junior Dillian. Well, similar to what you alluded to earlier, Justin, Josh Gross, Hudson Valley's right-handed starter, just a guy who needs to give the Renegades some sort of length, even if it's not necessarily all too pretty. 1-0, Tillian takes a breaking ball a little bit inside. 2 balls and no strikes.
And it's going to be interesting to follow the rest of the night as season-high 91 pitches, and this will be his 55th already with nobody out in the third.
His evening started rather rudely. Stanley Consuegra homered on the first pitch. Junior Dillian pops this one into shallow right. Avina gliding towards the line. Gets there in time to make a shoulder-high grab for out number 1. So 1 on, 1 out. Now William Lugo. All 9 Brooklyn batters had at least 1 base hit yesterday in a 7-1 Cyclones win. Busy first inning for Brooklyn so far tonight. Both of their runs came home in the bottom of the first. William Lugo next. First pitch to him. Fouled away up over our heads and over the roof. It sort of flew under the radar almost, if that's even possible, last night. That all 9 Cyclones recorded a hit. wasn't necessarily a game where, as a team, they scored 15 runs or anything like that. Only seven, but everybody at least one base hit. A one. Lugo goes up. Otako to deep right. Avina back at the wall. He won't get there. It one hops off the fence. Takes a weird carom. LaRusso gets the stop sign at third as Lugo parks in at second with a one-out double. Nice job by William Lugo to go the other way. A Barrel Smith cocktail. Put the barrel on the ball. That is what Lugo did there. That's what that double is brought to you by. And Brooklyn has two in scoring position with only one out for Wilfredo Lara. Cyclones knocking on the door yet again.
Yeah, LaRusso had to hold at third. Held up, making sure Avina didn't catch that ball, racing towards the line.
So the infield will come in as if the play is to home with anything on the ground. And a first pitch fastball at 93. Is a knee-high strike to Wilfredo Lara, 0-1. Lara coming off a multi-hit day, 2-for-4 yesterday. Also batted in a run. Long hold, a 1-2 him. Lara takes low and away, one ball and one strike. Wilfredo looked like he wanted to swing, but quickly thought better of it as Gross's breaking ball was tailing towards that lefty batter's box. Home crowd getting into it here on this Saturday. 1-1. Fastball to Lara. A little bit below the zone, and it's 2-1. Wilfredo, 4-for-13 in the series, entering play today, including his first home run of the season. That came back on Tuesday night. And the multi-hit game last night as well. 2-1. Lara hits it sharply on the ground. Off a hop, third baseman Romero goes home. Tag in time. They got him. Well, LaRusso was booking it. He did everything he could to get underneath the tag of the catcher, Martinez. But a heads-up defensive play by Romero at the hot corner. And there's two away with men on the corners.
I'd love to see a slowdown angle of that. I thought LaRusso got his foot in there before Martinez applied the tag.
Yeah, you and me both.
Throw beat him, and I wonder if that influenced the call at all by Forster.
Because, again, Romero at the hot corner played it very nicely. Got the throw in time. Ample time for the catcher to make a play. Just didn't appear like the catcher made the play, at least as far as the eye test goes. Umpiring crew says otherwise, though. Runner bluffs, fouled away by De Los Santos. 0-1. So Brooklyn robbed of an opportunity to play another. That would have made it 3-0. But not done in the frame as of yet. Potential to do some more damage here with Jeffrey De Los Santos standing in.
And Hudson Valley is taking advantage of some outs on the bases. Lara doubled off to end the first, double play to end the second. Now the out there on the fielder's choice at home.
0-1 upcoming. Gross belt set, 0-1 home. Misses inside, and it's 1-1. Well, it does bear mentioning, and we've driven this point home over the course of the week. Hudson Valley, defensively speaking, is the worst team in the South Atlantic League. They have committed the most errors. They have the worst fielding percentage. But so far tonight, a couple of heads-up plays in the field has enabled them to keep this game at 2-0. Now you take that with a grain of salt because they have also committed an error tonight too. One one, wave and a miss, and it was 1-2. Yeah, that sequence earlier where we were deliberating if there was an error involved on the Lara fielder's choice. They did credit Kiko Romero at third with an error in the field. But I guess he sort of makes up for it by saving a run here in the bottom of the third. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Runners on first and third. Pickoff attempt at first. Back safely, no tag even applied by Flores. Plenty of blue sky, earlier start time tonight. 6 o'clock, as is the case now on Saturdays. Righty arm working on the lefty bat. Here's the pitch, misses inside. Throw down, very low throw, off the bounce, tag applied. Well, that throw was not online whatsoever by the catcher.
but just a gorgeous pick at the top of the diamond, and the tag applied to retire the side on the caught stealing. So Brooklyn comes up empty-handed as Lara plucked off the base pads to retire the side. Let's go to the fourth. 2-0 Brooklyn on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, are you ready for the ultimate weekend experience at Maimonides Park? Join us for Baseball You Can Drink every Saturday home game. Dive into 2 hours of open bar, beginning 30 minutes before the first pitch and lasting 90 minutes after, ensuring your game day starts and continues on a high note. For April and May, enjoy your drinks from the hot corner on the third base concourse with your seats in the main seating bowl for a perfect view of the action. As the season heats up, we'll move the party to the backyard right behind the right field wall, offering a uniquely Coney Island game day atmosphere. Act fast because pricing for Baseball You Can Drink will increase by $5 starting the Monday before each event date. Secure your tickets now at brooklyncyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer because amazing starts here.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Well, it was Jared Cerna who just made that gorgeous play in the field moments ago on the caught stealing 2-6 to end the bottom of the third. Now he begins the top of the fourth as he stands into the righty batter's box and takes a first pitch breaking ball for ball one from Felipe De La Cruz. De La Cruz, number 49 on his home white Brooklyn jersey, hides those eyes behind the leather mitt. 1-0 home. Cerna smacks it on the ground, foul, third base way, and it's 1-1. Well, you heard it on the pregame show with Gilbert Gomez. Felipe De La Cruz, the southpaw, someone who he said, the highs are not too high, the lows are not too low, very steady, very even-keeled, just goes out there and does his thing. 1-1. Cerna takes inside, 2-1, 95 that time. Yeah, Brooklyn pitching coach Dan McKinney telling us preseason when it came to Felipe, it's the easiest 95 you'll ever see, almost effortless. That time he goes to the breaking ball, clips the outer half, and it is 2-2. Not a huge arsenal for Felipe per se as Cerna calls time and steps out. He goes fastball, slider, and changeup. A little bit of variation, some movement here and there in the heater as well. 2-2, hit on the ground, a slow roller down the first baseline. De La Cruz collects, underhand flip on to first, and there's one away. So you can make it 10 in a row retired by Felipe De La Cruz, who is operating in cruise control right now. He gets Jesus Rodriguez next, base is empty, and one away. Six strikeouts for Felipe up until this point, and he starts Rodriguez out with a fastball for a check swing. Did not go on appeal, says the base umpire Travis Brewer. One ball and no strikes. 1-0. Rodriguez slices it foul into the parking lot, and it's 1-1. De La Cruz does operate from the full windup, but it is a very short, very simple windup. Short cross step, now the 1-1. Foul back to the screen, and it is 1-2. Yeah, every time when he gets into the wind, always has that mitt all the way up. Left hand in the glove. Both of them held high just in front of his face. Elbow sort of tucked in underneath the armpit. And now a 1-2. Hit foul, first base way, out of play yet again. And it remains a ball and two strikes. So Jared Cerna, 0-1, swinging strikeout his first time up.
should say Jesus Rodriguez, pardon me. It was Serna who grounded out a batter ago. But Rodriguez, much like Serna, also a strikeout. De La Cruz has had a handful of those tonight. And he has another here. 1-2 breaking ball. Rodriguez swung over the top, making 8 strikeouts on the night for Felipe De La Cruz. And there's 2 away. How about the stuff from the southpaw tonight? That game was brought to you by BKFC, the Brooklyn Football Club, bringing soccer to Coney Island in 2025. First pitch. Up and away 1-0. For more info, you can visit brooklynfootballclub.com. So he's gotten Rodriguez to fall via the punch out twice. See if he can do the same to Tyler Hardman here. 1-0 slider is a called strike. It's 1-1. Hardman a swinging strikeout to conclude the top of the first. 11 in a row, retired by the lefty. And his 1-1 misses a little bit low and away on the change. 2 balls and 1 strike. Well, the last time De La Cruz towed the slab was maybe his best start this season. 2-1 to Hardman, up and away. And a 3-1 hitter's count for him, went 5 innings against the Hot Rods on the road. Picked up the win, only surrendered 1 run. 4 hits, 4 strikeouts, 4 walks. 3-1, Hardman swings and misses over a changeup. And it's 3-2. But I think it's fair to say we haven't seen De La Cruz pitching with this kind of confidence all year up until this point.
Well, he's already matched the season high in strikeouts, and we're 2 outs to the 4th inning.
Looking for number 9. Can he get it here? Wave and a miss. Drop 3rd strike. Pregent collects and throws down. How about the night for Felipe De La Cruz? 9 strikeouts through 4 innings. Only 1 hit surrendered. Brooklyn leading 2-0. Let's go to the home 4th on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, pivot your Sunday plans and get ready for an unforgettable Friends Night at the ballpark. Could we be any more excited? Be one of the first 1,000 fans through the gates and snag your exclusive Cyclones How You Doin' shirt, because who doesn't want to channel their inner Joey? If you're more of a Monica, organize your group because we've got the ultimate ticket package. Enjoy your coffee or tea and a Central Perk mug included alongside your shirt. Take it a notch higher with our Friends Brunch package. Dive into a 2-hour buffet, unlimited drinks, and yes, you get to keep the shirt and mug. It's like Thanksgiving with Joey, but with less turkey and more fun. So whether you're a Ross, Rachel, Monica, Chandler, Joey, or Phoebe, don't miss out on Friends Night. It's your chance to live the nostalgia, enjoy great baseball, and who knows, maybe your lobster is waiting at the ballpark. Learn more by calling the Cyclones at 718-372-5596 or by logging on to brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Bottom of the 4th from Maimonides Park. Cyclones 2, Renegades zilch. Pair of runs for Brooklyn home in the bottom of the 1st. Nothing on the board for either side since then. See if Brooklyn can tack on a couple more here. 6-7-8. First pitch to Jeffrey De Los Santos. There's a changeup from the right-hander Josh Gross. And it's 0-1. So it was very interesting to see Jared Serna make that play to conclude the last half inning as this one, towering fly ball, foul down the right field line. It's 0-2. It was not a great throw by the catcher Omar Martinez to conclude the bottom of the 3rd to catch Wilfredo Lara at second base. But a very nice play off the hop by Serna. The shortstop covering the second base bag, applied the tag.
to retire the side. Now the infield swings to the right. 0-2. De Los Santos fights it foul. And Cerna to begin this inning. I'm not sure if he was having a prolonged conversation with the third baseman and Kiko Romero, but he was darting towards the second base back to get to his usual spot before the first pitch was thrown. 0-2 misses downstairs. It's 1-2. But Jared Cerna, obviously a guy that can cover a lot of ground. Gotten it a little close, though, maybe, Jared. Right now he's standing right behind the second base pillow, about two steps to the left of it. 1-2. De Los Santos foul tips it, but it was squeezed by the catcher Martinez. Jeffrey doesn't appear to agree.
Certainly looked like that pitch bounced before the catcher controlled it.
Well, De Los Santos is down on strikes either way. That is only the first strikeout of the night for Josh Gross. I even thought, Justin, and maybe you can confirm my speculation here, I thought I heard a very slight thud, whether it was a bounce on the plate or a foul tip by De Los Santos. But either way, he is retired. As Suero swings and misses 0-1. John Forster calling balls and strikes, rings him up. 0-1 to Suero. Low, it's 1-1. Chris 0-1 today, sharply lined out to second for an ending double play in the first. Pops this one up towards us in the booth. A little bit short of us, though. And it lands in the third level. Much to the chagrin of the crowd, they wanted it to take a loud bounce back into the main level seating bowl below. I thought maybe it would have enough to get up to us. Not the case, though. Umpires are having a brief chat here. Not exactly sure what this is about, but both Forster...
I think about trying to get the lights turned on.
Forster and Brewer are about five steps down the first base line.
Yeah, it looked like the base umpire, Travis Brewer, was talking into a walkie-talkie, and I think trying to relay the message to the folks here upstairs to get the lights on here at the stadium as the sun's starting to get shrouded by the clouds behind the first base side.
7:08 on the East Coast. 1-2. Misses a little bit low. 93 on the gun from Gross. And the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes. So mentioned Brooklyn winners of 5 of 6. Having their way with the Renegades in this series. 2-2. Downstairs, 3-2. We made the point earlier in the week, Justin, when our Thursday game was aired on SNY, that part of the luxury of these prolonged series, 3-2, hit down the left field line. Did Suero get enough? Back at the track, at the wall, it is foul. Just a couple of feet to the left of the left field foul pole. If Suero times that up a little more properly, it's a solo shot, but instead, the count remains 3-2. Gross, set at the belt, 3-2. This one ripped down the left field line again, but it lands in the Renegades bullpen. So yeah, we were saying earlier, part of the benefit of a six-game set is that even one loss could be nothing more than just a little hiccup over the course of the full week, unlike the major leagues, of course. 3-2, low ball 4. And that has been the case for the Cyclones this week. Dominant victories on both Tuesday and Wednesday, holding the Renegades to only one run. Thursday, not the case, 16-3 the final, but a very nice response and a 7-1 victory yesterday. Second game this series that has gone 7-1 in favor of Brooklyn. One on, one out. Christian Pregent next. Throw over to check on the runner, Suero. He's back safely.
Music blaring in from out on the boardwalk. Lights still have not been flicked on as of yet. First pitch up coming to Christian Pregent on the way. And Christian takes a fastball for a strike, 0-1. Pregent walked his first time up. Hitting at just a buck 40 during his time with Brooklyn this season. Catcher out of Stetson. A one. Misses a little bit outside. Ball and a strike. He does have hits in back-to-back games, of which he's played in, that is. Before that, hadn't had a base knock since back on April the 21st. But again, the playing time has been a bit scarce, we'll say. For Pregent, not an everyday guy. 1-1. Hits it on the ground. Slow roller on the right side. Brewer, the second baseman, tracks it down, but does nothing more than tap it. Just stopped its momentum. Everybody safe. No play. Well, Brewer had a lot of ground to cover. It was an uphill battle for him to make anything happen there. At the very least, he just slowed the momentum of the baseball. It was already going pretty slow to begin with. So it didn't really change anything all too much. Base hit for Pregent. Runners on first and second, and one away for Karell Ponce. 2-0 Brooklyn here, bottom four. The story tonight has been Felipe De La Cruz. Hudson Valley held to just one hit, nine strikeouts for the Brooklyn Southpaw. Cyclones trying to give him a little more run support here. Opportunity to do that in the fourth with two on and only one away. It is Suero on second and Pregent behind him on first, neither of whom possess all that crazy speed. First pitch, fastball upstairs and outside to Paz. And it's 1-0. Suero playing first base tonight. Normally a catcher, as is Pregent behind him. 1-0. Misses up and away. Two balls, no strikes. Well, the Renegades starting to get the bullpen warm. Right-hander beginning to get loose.
Looks like Cole Ayer is the one getting ready.
2-0, misses low, and it is 3-0 to Paz. So Paz at 222, 1-for-4. Yesterday did score one of Brooklyn's seven runs. He's also hit safely in six of his last seven games. 3-0 gets that green light and chops it foul into the Brooklyn dugout. And it's 3-1. Also has scored runs in three of his last four, so Corral been active on the base paths and giving Brooklyn some production out of the bottom portion of the batting order. 3-1, Paz cranks this one to right field. Avina back, looking up, and it's gone. Karell Paz claps his hands together a couple of times. It's a three-run shot to right field, right into the backyard. And Brooklyn extends the lead. It is 5-0 on Paz's second big fly of the season.
Well, we had seen one home run to right field at Maimonides Park through the first handful of home series. That is now the fourth in this series alone, including two from each team, as Karell Paz fighting it through the teeth of the wind to give the partygoers in the backyard a souvenir to come home with.
Well, this series has not had many close games, to say the least. And it appears as if this Saturday night contest, at least as things stand right now, could be headed for a similar story. It is Brooklyn 5 and Hudson Valley nothing. There's a chat going on the mound right now between catcher, pitcher, pitching coach, and the right side of the infield. Serna and Romero, shortstop and third baseman, staying put at their defensive posts. But now the home plate umpire, John Forster, out to break it up. Spencer Medick, Hudson Valley's pitching coach, who has been a frequent sight on the Maimonides Park turf over the course of this week. Not exactly sure what the count of mound visits by Medick is through the four games and change, but can tell you one thing, he's definitely got Dan McKinney beat. Brooklyn's pitching coach. Not necessarily one who makes his way out of the first base dugout all too often unless it's really warranted. Medic back in the dugout. First and second baseman back in their spots. And now the first pitch upcoming to Stanley Consuegra. Misses low, 1-0. So Paz continuing to produce offensively. Consuegra has been red hot offensively himself, and he takes a 1-0 offering low and away. Two balls, no strikes. So Suero, Pregent, Paz all cross home. One day removed from a Consuegra grand slam as he swings and misses at a good slider down and away. It's 2-1. Paz follows suit with a 3-run home run. Second long ball of the night for Brooklyn. Consuegra led off the game with one. And Stanley takes a breaking ball in the dirt. Three balls, one strike. Was interesting to see the lineup card today in Consuegra's name. The first one penciled in for the Cyclones. 3-1 upcoming. Inside, ball four. Might have clipped him as well, maybe grazed the sleeve. But either way, Consuegra is going to occupy first base. One out base runner brings up Nick LaRusso.
Well, Gross now at 90 pitches tonight. Ayers has been warming up for a while. And you wonder when Nick Ortiz might pull the plug.
Day off for Nick Morabito today. He has frequently been occupying Brooklyn's leadoff spot. First pitch to Nick LaRusso is in there for a called strike one. At 92 on the gun. So Consuegra doing what leadoff men do best. Reach base, home run, and a walk already tonight. Dives back safely. Gross just checking on him over at first base. 0-1 the count on Nick LaRusso. Good to see Nick back in the lineup today. Righty-righty matchup, 0-1. LaRusso takes a fastball for a strike, nothing in two. It was LaRusso who was pulled back on, what was that, Thursday? Hit by a pitch in the helmet. Held out yesterday just to be safe, but gets the green light. All good to go. Behind here, 0-2. Hits a comebacker off the pitcher. It caroms off the pitcher, Gross, and skips over to the third baseman, Romero. No play to be made. Gross appears to be all good. And the reason I say that is because the second it hit him, he didn't go down in a crouch. Instead, he was moving his head around, looking to see where the ball went. Obviously, the training staff is going to come out to check on the young right-hander. But at least from a look standpoint, it could have been a heck of a lot worse for Gross, who wore that comebacker off the barrel of LaRusso at 91 miles an hour.
Yeah, it looked like it hit him straight in the middle of his back. And Gross was already nearing the end of the line tonight. Going to leave alongside the training staff, and that'll give Cole Ayers as much time as he needs out of the bullpen to get ready for Hudson Valley.
Consuegra up to second. LaRusso on first. Two base runners and only one out as Ayers comes in. 5-0 Brooklyn on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball
to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Call to the bullpen after Josh Gross departed following that line drive off his back. Cole Ayers on for the second time this week. Fastball slider for the right-hander. Second appearance this week for the righty. And a tricky spot, two on, one out. Three runs already in for Brooklyn and Junior Tillian at the plate, Johnny.
Yeah, it doesn't get any easier for Hudson Valley here as Tillian stands in with two on and only one away. Now Ayers try to limit the damage in his first pitch. A bouncer in the dirt off the chest protector of Martinez. No throw. Both runners advance. So two in scoring position. That also takes a double play out of effect. And Junior Tillian ahead. One ball and no strikes. Not how Ayers would have wanted his evening to start. Brooklyn already has plated three in this bottom of the fourth, thanks to a three-run home run from Karell Paz. 1-0. Called strike. It's 1-1. Infield comes in. 1-1. Tillian swings and misses. Uppercut swing and a fastball low. 1-2. Yeah, Renegades want to make sure that this lead balloons no larger than 5 for Brooklyn. We've already seen Hudson Valley make a couple of nice plays defensively tonight. So don't be shocked if their play is indeed to home as 1-2 misses down and away. It's 2-2. Still plenty of blue sky to be found overhead. Matching the Atlantic Ocean out beyond right field. Real sense of buzz here on Coney Island today as Tillian down on strike swinging. 2-2 breaking ball in the dirt. Ayers pulled the string. And he has as many strikeouts against one batter as Josh Gross had through 3 1/3 innings. Final line for Gross. Well, shouldn't say final because it's not entirely closed as of yet. But 3 1/3, 6 hits, 1 strikeout, and 6 walks. First pitch misses low to Lugo for ball 1. As it stands right now, 5 runs, 3 earned against Gross, with the potential for both of those to be elevated furthermore. 1-0 is low, 2 balls and no strikes to William Lugo. Barbie night here at the ballpark tonight. Some songs from the blockbuster from last summer, part of the pregame playlist. Swing and a miss, it's 2-1. Some real nifty graphics out on the video board made by Jenny Kimbrough. Graphic design extraordinaire. Working hard on them all afternoon. 2-1. Check swing on appeal did go, and it's 2-2. Lugo is on the video board, wearing his Navy Cyclones jersey in a pink circle surrounded by a blue sky behind that. Yellow number 26. Lugo cranks this one to left. Hit well. Back at the track. Off the fence. Second row of advertisements to be more specific. And he slides in safely with a two-run double. Second double of the night for William Lugo. And it plates two more. And Brooklyn has broken this one open. It's 7-0.
Hit it extremely well. Just didn't have enough height to get it out of the ballpark. Maybe needed a couple of, maybe 2 or 3 more feet of height to get over that left field fence. But Lugo beginning to heat up, as is Consuegra. And that's good news for the Brooklyn offense.
So now Wilfredo Lara up to bat. First pitch to him, swing and a miss, 0-1. Lara, the ninth Cyclone to come to bat in the inning.
And that'll close the line on Gross. 3 1/3 innings, 7 runs, 5 earned. 6 hits, 6 walks, 1 strikeout.
So those run totals do indeed elevate. And now it's 0-2 on Lara. So, Justin, in your opinion, has Brooklyn now batted around in this half inning? Does Jeffrey De Los Santos need to come to bat in order for that to happen?
I've always been a believer if you send all nine to the plate, should technically count.
Sharply on the ground, third baseman Romero off a couple of hops over to first. First baseman dropped it, but on the transfer. He made the catch and then lost it on the transfer. So the side retired. Lara grounds out to third to end the inning, but not before Brooklyn puts up a five-spot, three-run homer from Paz, two-run double from Lugo. 7-0 Cyclones. Let's go to the fifth.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now. Secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York tri-state. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the...
code.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but
so
there's so many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
Felipe De La Cruz, 9 strikeouts, back out for the fifth, Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. Omar Martinez takes a first pitch strike. Lights on now at the stadium. Brooklyn a 7-0 lead as that pitch sails high over the head of everybody. And the count even at a ball and a strike. Martinez, Flores, Romero. 5-6-7 due up 4. Hudson Valley against Felipe, already 9 Ks through 4. Season high for a Brooklyn starter is 10. As Martinez takes a strike, that was accomplished by yesterday's starter, Douglas Orellana, during the road series in Rome a couple of weeks ago. Struck out 10 in just 4 innings. De La Cruz now 1 strike away from matching a career high. 1-2. Ooh, just missed up. Good spot. Martinez lays off. A 95-mile-an-hour fastball. The 2-2. Pulled on the ground, foul towards the first base dugout. We'll do it again. Hudson Valley, no runs, a hit, an error. They have left 1. Brooklyn, 7 runs, 7 hits. No errors. They have stranded 4. The 2-2. Outside at 94. Full 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez had that great game on Thursday. Top 5 in the league in on-base percentage. The payoff pitch in the air. Right side. But called for by the second baseman, Lara, on the right field turf. Makes the catch with ease for the first out of the fifth inning. Brings up Rafael Flores. Time to get you our Coney Convos trivia question of the night. Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos. If you think it, you know, last night, Stanley Consuegra with a grand slam. That was the first grand slam hit by a Cyclone here at Maimonides Park since June 12th, 2022. So our question tonight is, who is the last Cyclone to hit a grand slam in this ballpark prior to last night? Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know. As Felipe misses high to Rafael Flores, 1-0. Flores struck out looking. Only at bat tonight. De La Cruz from the wind. 1-0 pitch. And that misses low. 2-0. The other big thing for Felipe tonight has been efficient. Just 62 pitches right now through 4 1/3. 2-0. And Flores takes outside. Three balls and no strikes. Flores, undrafted free agent signee by the Yankees at a Rio Hondo College in Whittier, California. And he takes outside ball four. So a four-pitch walk given up by De La Cruz. Haven't seen that during the ball game tonight. That just his first walk. And one on and one out for Kiko Romero. Take a look around the Mets affiliate scoreboard here in this fifth inning, bottom of the 7 o'clock hour in the East. 7-0 Brooklyn, our score. Southpaw comes home, and Romero can't catch up to the fastball and on the hands. 0-1. Triple-A Syracuse, a winner today against the Yankees affiliate Scranton Wilkes-Barre, 9-6. They scored all 9 of their runs in the first two innings. Romero takes up and away. Syracuse 5 in the first, 4 in the second. Ben Shields, who was supposed to start tonight for Hudson Valley, instead made the start at AAA. And Syracuse gave him a little bit of the business as Romero fouls it to the right, 1-2. Gave up 9 runs, 7 earned in an inning and 2/3 tonight. Luke Ritter, a 2-run homer against him, his 9th of the year. And DJ LeMahieu, at his rehab, moved up to AAA, went 0-3 with a walk in that one against the Mets affiliate. The 1-2 pitch struck him out swinging. Fastball up at 94, a career high, tying 10 strikeouts tonight for De La Cruz, and there's only 2 out of the fifth inning. Up the ladder with the heater. And Felipe, just the second Cyclone this year to strike out double-digit hitters. Now Nelson Medina, ground out to second his only time, and he can't catch up to the high cheese. No balls and a strike. Double-A Binghamton right now on the road against Reading, Phillies affiliate. They have a 2-1 lead on an Alex Ramirez two-run double. Yoander Suarez making the start at Double-A. Lefties 0-1. Medina sends it to the screen, 0-2. Single A St. Lucie right now, top of the sixth at home. They trail Clearwater, Phillies affiliate, 3-0. Franklin Gomez, converted outfielder, making the start for St. Lucie, has 8 strikeouts through 5 innings. At the letter is the 0-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Fastball up and away at 94, a career-high 11 punchouts for Felipe De La Cruz through 5 shutout one-hit innings. We head to the bottom of the fifth on Coney Island, 7-0 Brooklyn on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The new season starts now.
Christopher Russo is the Mad Dog.
Things are shaping up as far as 2024 is concerned.
And the only thing he loves more than baseball is talking about it.
Prospects are suspects until they prove themselves in the big leagues.
As a new season begins,
it's a fun time of the year.
Watch High Heat weekdays at 11 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Hola, soy Jeffrey Colón de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Bottom of the fifth, 6-7-8-2 up for Brooklyn. Already up a touchdown on this Saturday night. Getting ready for college football season in a couple of months. First pitch to Jeffrey De Los Santos misses way high from Cole Ayers. And the count 1-0. Brooklyn, two runs in the first, five more in the fourth for their seventh spot tonight, the 1-0. And Ayers misses outside. Two balls and no strikes. Numbers for Ayers so far this season. Coming in a play today, a 2.52 ERA. 33 strikeouts in 25 innings as De Los Santos early. Two balls and a strike was the Yankees' 16th round pick, 2021 out of the college, State College of Florida. Manatee Sarasota is this pulled on the ground behind first. And Flores will take it to the bag himself for the first out of the fifth inning. But Ayers, two and a third shutout innings, tied a season high in innings pitched, set a season high with five strikeouts in that game on Tuesday. He's had an interesting career, Ayers. Started his college career at the University of Kentucky before moving on to junior college ball. Suero takes low 1-0. Suero has lined out and walked. Was committed to the University of Cincinnati before signing with the Yankees as a 16th round pick. Was also drafted out of high school. Astros took him in the 36th round as Suero hits it a mile high. Still in the batter's circle, Martinez loses the mask and almost standing on home plate makes the catch for the second out. So too quickly retired by Ayers brings up Christian Pregin. But Ayers, his dad also a former pro ball player, 5 years in the Pirates organization, late 90s into the early 2000s, made it as high as AAA Nashville, and is also an alum of the South Atlantic League. As Pregin takes a strike, played for the Augusta Green Jackets in Georgia, 96-97, back when they were still in the Sally League. Roddy deals, and Pregin a line drive to left, but right at Rodriguez, and he'll make the catch for the most painless inning of the night so far for Hudson Valley. 1-2-3 goes Brooklyn on eight pitches. Well done by number eight in Navy. We head to the 6-7-0 Brooklyn on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We love you for all you do for us, for keeping us warm and comfortable, for helping us work and play. We love every nook and cranny where we share stories, bubble baths, and Friday night dance parties. You take care of us. That's why we take care of you. For smart home and energy saving products, shop National Grid's Marketplace.
Top of the sixth inning, Felipe De La Cruz and his 11th strikeouts back to the mound. Bo Brewer, Chase Avina, Jared Serna, 9-1-2. Two up for Hudson Valley alongside Johnny Gadamowicz. I'm Justin Rock. First pitch to Bo Brewer is a called strike on the outside corner, 0-1. De La Cruz just 72 pitches after that last toss. The 0-1. And Brewer yanks it foul towards the camera well. 0-2 now the count franchise record for the Cyclones. Single-game strikeouts by a pitcher, 14. De La Cruz within striking distance of that tonight. The season high last year for Brooklyn was 12. By Cameron Foster in a game in July against Wilmington. Brewer trying to check to see if his bat is broken. I don't know if that was the holdup looking towards the Hudson Valley dugout. But now the count 0-2. The lefty fires, and Brewer stays away. A ball and two strikes. Get you our Coney Convo's trivia question. The 1-2. Brewer on the ground a second. Nice play by Lara to his left. Spins and throws to first in time. And the leadoff man retired to begin the sixth inning. But our Coney Convo's trivia question tonight. Last night, Stanley Kinswager hit the first grand slam by the Cyclones here at Maimonides Park since June 12, 2022. Our question, who was the last Cyclone to hit a grand slam here at home prior to Stanley last night? Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know, as Avina fouls it away. No balls in a strike. Righty batter against the lefty pitcher, the curl, the 0-1. And De La Cruz buries it in the dirt. Evens up at a ball and a strike. And Johnny, I'd say one of the more impressive things tonight for Felipe has been the ability to limit the pitch count despite the high strikeout numbers. Still below 80 pitches, 11 Ks and one out in the sixth. As this a line drive over the leaping glove of Lara. And in his center field, a base hit.
You know, it all goes back to attacking early, right? Being in the zone and not falling behind, and that's something De La Cruz has really executed tonight.
So Jace Avina picks up a single to center. He has both Hudson Valley base hits tonight. Single to lead off the game, and that knock to center is second of the night. So one on and one out for Jared Serna, who is 0 for 2. First pitch of the righty batter misses down and in. 1-0. Wrapping up our look around the Mets affiliate scoreboard tonight. Florida Complex League Mets lost at home in seven innings to the Astros 6-2. Jeremy Rodriguez, another base hit there. 1-0. And Serna pulls it towards the third base dugout, 1-1. He's hitting 339. Mets got him last year at the deadline from Tommy Pham. He seems like someone who could very quickly be in the top five in the Mets' top 30 prospect list. Certainly seems at this point it's a matter of time before he joins the full season level and single A St. Lucie. Throw over to first. They got him picked off. No, they're going to call a balk. One umpire called him out, and the home plate umpire called a balk. Wow. That's the second time De La Cruz has been called for a balk with Avina on the bases tonight. Would love to see a replay there. I'm not so sure. But interesting, the home plate umpire overruled the base umpire there. And a 1-1 outside. They're going to call another balk. This time the base umpire Brewer calls it. And that's going to get Avina to third base. So three balks against Felipe De La Cruz tonight. I think I've only seen that happen one other time in a single game. De La Cruz, more balks tonight than he had in his entire Cyclones career, spanning 51-plus innings coming into the day. Not a whole lot of arguing from the Brooklyn dugout, though. Well, the Renegades trying to break up this shutout, have a runner at third. We'll see if Felipe can get his mind right. The count now 1-1. The lefty deals. Serna fouls it out of play. Went from nearly having bases empty, two outs, to a runner at third and one out. Lefty at the belt. Here's the pitch. And Serna, just a good piece of batsmanship there. Nothing he could do with it, but got his bat head up. Fouled it away to live to see another pitch. Of course, the big league club today had a bitter defeat at the hand of the Giants again. 1-2, inside and low. Nice sprawling stop by Pregent. Keeps it in front, and the runner at third, 2-2. It's Brooklyn's bullpen starting to get ready. Looks like Dakota Hawkins, the man, starting to warm. But the Giants, a 7-2 win in 10. A run in the ninth to tie it. 5 in the 10th to win it. 2-2. And again, a foul ball by Serna. Starling Marte, Brett Beatty hit home runs. And even Gary, Keith, and Ron were running out of superlatives to describe the last couple of weeks, really the entire month of May for the Mets. The lefties 2-2. And Serna, a weak swing over the top of a back foot slider, strike three. 12 strikeouts tonight for Felipe De La Cruz, continuing to add to his career high. Just a filthy slider down and in, and Serna might have been in protect mode more than anything else on that pitch. So two out now for Jesus Rodriguez. Trying to strand the runner at third as Jesus takes high, 1-0. De La Cruz nearing the end of the finish line. 86 pitches with two out in the sixth. Rodriguez has struck out twice, the 1-0. And a tapper off the plate, 1-1. Mets did make a transaction today. They acquired Pablo Reyes from the Red Sox, a utility man, could play infield and outfield for cash considerations. The 1-1, and Rodriguez fouls it away, 1-2. David Stearns told Howie Rose, Keith Rad last night, Mets current roster situation untenable. Need to get a more natural middle infielder in the fold soon. Wonder if Pablo Reyes will be that man. We shall see. Runner at third, two out. The 1-2 from Felipe. And a ground ball up the first base line. And that will stay a foul ball. Tyler Hardman, the DH, on deck. As Dakota Hawkins all but ready. And the Brooklyn right field bullpen. De La Cruz gets the sign he wants. The 1-2 offering. Struck him out swinging. 13 strikeouts tonight for Felipe De La Cruz, obliterating his previous career high and one shy of the Cyclones' all-time single-game record. We head of the seventh, or head of the bottom of the sixth, I should say. Getting ahead of myself. 7-0 Brooklyn on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Attention Cyclone fans and furry friend enthusiasts. Get your paws ready for Bark in the Park Nights, presented by the Veterinary Emergency Group. Join us at Maimonides Park for a tail-wagging good time on five special Tuesdays, April 23rd, May 21st, June 18th, July 23rd, and September 3rd. For just $20, humans get a ticket to the game and a stylish Cyclones cap, while your four-legged buddies enter for free. Enjoy the game from our main seating bowl, designed to offer the best views for our two-legged fans. Plus, don't miss the pregame pup parade around the field, starting 45 minutes before the first pitch. Line up between sections 22 and 24 and strut your stuff. And that's not all. With each ticket purchased, you'll also receive a Cyclones doggy backpack, perfect for carrying treats, toys, and bags on your walks. This handy bag clips easily to a leash or human backpack, making it a must-have for every outing. So mark your calendars and join us for Bark in the Park Nights. Purchase your tickets today at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. Cyclones Baseball, where amazing starts here and every bark is part of the cheer.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Felipe De La Cruz, the first Cyclone to strike out 13 or more in a game since Rob Gesellman, August 24th, 2013, on the road against Vermont. He's done that tonight as Karel Paz takes up and away 1-0. Brooklyn is 7-0 lead as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. He is just the third Cyclone ever and the first since 2008. To strike out 13 or more in six innings or less. As Paz takes outside 2-0. And the two guys who hold the Cyclones single game record, the only other people who have accomplished what Felipe has done tonight. As Paz takes low 3-0, Mike Cox and Brad Holt each struck out 14 in six innings. De La Cruz 13 through six tonight. 3-0 inside corner, 3-1. So to sum that all up for you, you're seeing a pitching performance for the ages tonight by Felipe. Three and one, and Paz takes outside ball four. So a leadoff walk to Paz to begin the home sixth inning with Brooklyn in front, 7-0. Back to the top of the lineup in Stanley Consuegra, who's homered and walked tonight. Two games for Stanley in the leadoff spot this year, has homered in both games. So one on, nobody out for Consuegra. And the first pitch from Ayer is a breaking ball up and in. And Stanley spinning out of the way, 1-0. But speaking of trivia questions, can guarantee that some of the things we just brought up will be rehashed later on as a trivia cue as this golfed in his center. In and to his left is Medina calling for it. And he'll make the catch for the first out of the sixth inning. One on, one out. Sends up Nick LaRusso. He's been on base all three times, a couple of singles and a walk. But our Coney Convo's trivia question tonight, last night, Stanley Consuegra. First Grand Slam here at Maimonides Park by a Cyclone since June of 2022. Who was the last Cyclone to hit a Grand Slam here at home? This in the hole between third and short. Low throw by the third baseman. Dug out on a pick by the second baseman, Brewer. But then his throw to first in the dirt and gets away from the first baseman, Flores. Like pinball there. I don't know if that was on purpose by the third baseman Romero on the throw to second.
It almost looked like it was.
That was my thought, but it was almost like he threw it with too much velocity for it to be true. As a pitch to Junior Tilley in high, 1-0. Doesn't matter how it happens, just matters that it happens. That's exactly what Hudson Valley was able to create there as Tillian takes down and away 2-0. The answer to our trivia question tonight, the 2-0 pitch first, and Tillian fouls it off the glove of the catcher, 2-1.
Let me sprinkle in a guess here first. I'll go with, you said 2022. I'll go Jalen Palmer.
Well, we had a guess from our good friend Robert Anderson for Alex Ramirez. This is a broken bat floater left center field. On is Medina to make the grab to end the inning. But you are correct, Johnny.
Hey.
Jalen Palmer against the Aberdeen Ironbirds June 12th, 2022. Also a nugget. The last three Grand Slams Brooklyn has hit since the start of last year, all against Hudson Valley. We head to the seventh. 7-0 Brooklyn. Dakota Hawkins coming on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
on Saturday, June 22nd, come help us celebrate Margaritaville Night at the ballpark. Come enjoy a cheeseburger or a hot dog in paradise when the Cyclones host the Blue Claws. The first 1,500 fans will take home a custom-made Cyclones Hawaiian shirt. And you can take home a special tiki mug with our exclusive ticket package. And if that's not enough, celebrate by enjoying our all-you-can-drink offer. 2 hours of beer, wine, seltzers, and more. Plus, receive that limited edition tiki mug. For more info and to purchase your tickets, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Go to the bullpen for Gilbert Gomez and the Brooklyn Cyclones. Well, that league best ERA for starting pitcher is only going to get lower, Johnny. Six shutout innings for Felipe De La Cruz. 13 strikeouts tonight, one shy. The Cyclones' single-game franchise record, but a pretty darn good man out of the bullpen to follow him, and Dakota Hawkins, and to give me the seventh inning of play-by-play, Johnny Gaudemoitz.
Yeah, just a masterful performance by Felipe De La Cruz. Talk about having a tough act to follow for Dakota Hawkins. His first pitch of the seventh is a breaking ball for a strike, 0-1. Granted, of course, Felipe is teammate, so not necessarily someone he's trying to outcompete, but definitely a tall task to continue what he started. As an 0-1 breaking ball is a called strike, 0-2. So two soft stuff pitches for Hawkins to start out Tyler Hardman. He's ahead on him quickly. No balls, two strikes. Infield is back. Here's an 0-2. Hardman takes low. One ball and two strikes. So Hawkins on in relief. Dakota, someone who has been really lights out for this Brooklyn squad. Out of the bullpen, right-hander out of Washington State. His 1-2 goes to that fastball and misses a little bit outside. Two balls and two strikes. Hardman had his first hit of this series yesterday, including his two strikeouts tonight, just 1-for-12. 2-2. Hardman chops it foul, just grabbed a piece to stay alive off the end of the bat. And we'll do it again at two balls and two strikes. Brooklyn leading 7-0. Continuing the motif of lopsided scores here this week at Maimonides Park. 2-2 upcoming. Hawkins deals. Swing and a line drive off the end of the bat. Dunked into left field. Right in front of De Los Santos, who was darting right. Just couldn't get there in time to make a play. So Hudson Valley has their third hit of the night. It comes in the form of Tyler Hardman's single. And a base runner with nobody out here. Top seven for the Renegades. The final line on De La Cruz. Obviously, we've told you so much about the strikeouts, but the line itself is spectacular as well, as you might expect. Hawkins works out of the stretch, belt set, Hardman a healthy lead, he's going. Swinging a ground ball, foul. First base side, 0-1. So De La Cruz goes six innings, surrenders two hits, walks only one, and strikes out 13. No runs across, and in line for the win. Brooklyn first baseman Chris Suero runs over to have a quick chat with Dakota Hawkins, Brooklyn reliever. Interestingly enough for Felipe De La Cruz, came into play tonight, a 2-4 record across eight starts, but all six of those decisions between the two wins and the four losses were over the course of the previous six starts. Took a no decision in each of the first two, and then for better or worse, had been on the winning or losing side of things. Six starts in a row. As Martinez over the top of a changeup, it's nothing and two. And of course, if this holds, it will be seven straight starts with a decision for De La Cruz. And his record would improve to 3-4. 0-2 upcoming. Hawkins delivers. Breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by Pregent. Ball and two strikes. which seems crazy when you think about his 3.15 ERA prior to tonight's outing, that is, that the record was 2-4. But again, that win-loss record, especially in today's day and age of baseball, can not only be a little bit deceptive, but tend for those starters to not matter as much. As you said yesterday, I believe, Justin, 1-2 misses downstairs, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Omar Martinez, a lefty swinging catcher, 0-2 tonight. Popped out to second and struck out on a pitch clock violation. 2-2 is in the dirt, and it is 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brooklyn in the home half will send the meat of the order, Lugo, Lara, De Los Santos, 4-5-6. Up to bat, after we all sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Hawkins throws over, and Hardman back safely. Seven nothing Cyclones here, top seven, and a 3-2 count on the Hudson Valley catcher. Hawkins deals, swing and a miss. Foul tip, Pregent could not squeeze it, so he just got a piece. I thought Martinez came up empty-handed, but just enough to stay alive. Good awareness by the lefty batter there to keep the at-bat moving. And a 3-2. Fouled away, left-hand side. So Martinez really making Hawkins work. Hardman singled to lead off the frame. And Dakota trying to make sure he doesn't allow the first two men to reach. Hawkins a 3.80 ERA coming into play. And his 3-2 on the inside corner. Strike three called. 14th punch out by Cyclones pitchers tonight. And there is one away with Hardman still on first base.
Yeah, lost in the shuffle with Felipe's performance. Dakota Hawkins has been one of the best strikeout arms out of the bullpen in the South Atlantic League this year.
Rafael Flores next pitch. Breaking ball for a strike. It's nothing and one. Season high for Brooklyn as a staff in terms of single game strikeouts sits at 18. Came back on April 14th against the Asheville Tourists. 4 away from tying that. And Dakota Hawkins 1 strike away from bringing Brooklyn within 3 of that mark. But yeah, like you mentioned, Justin, strikeout rate for Hawkins up over 32%. Had a little bit of a rough go on the road over the past couple weeks, but bounced back very nicely in a relief outing back on Tuesday night. Surrendered just 1 hit on 2 1/3. 0-2 up coming to Flores. Righty-righty matchup on the way. Misses low. 1 ball and 2 strikes. So good to see Hawkins having that short memory, putting the road trip behind him. It was a couple of rough outings, 3 outings for Hawkins over the course of the 2 weeks in Rome and Bowling Green. Allowed a combined 7 earned runs over 4 innings and change. 2 of those 3, he allowed 3 earned each. But has responded nicely since then, ahead on Flores, 1-2 pitch. Hooking foul out into the parking lot. And it will remain a ball and 2 strikes. Hudson Valley just desperate for some sort of offense here. They have been limited to 1 run in 3 of the 4 games of this week's series. Entering play tonight. So far tonight, they've yet to score. 1-2 in the dirt. Runner goes. Pregent's throw down late. It's a swiped bag for Tyler Hardman. The minor league rehabber will park in at second base. And the Renegades have a runner in scoring position with only 1 out. It's actually the 3rd time tonight that Hudson Valley has had a runner in scoring position, despite only the 3 base hits, but they've come up empty-handed each of those instances. 2-2. Ball 3 below the zone at the knees. And Flores works the count full. Rafael at 267, 1-for-3 yesterday. Walk and a strikeout. Reinstated off the IL back on May 10th. recently saw a seven-game RBI streak come to an end. Payoff hit sharply on the ground. Shortstop Tillian off two hops, scoops it up, and throws it over to first. Suero makes the catch for out number two. Hardman did advance to third amidst the 6-3 putout. So that'll bring up Kiko Romero. Hudson Valley, 90 feet, spoiling the shutout. First pitch to Romero. Fastball for a strike. It's 0-1. That music just continuing to get a little bit louder as the night goes on. Out on the boardwalk, a Saturday night on Coney Island. 0-1. Low, 1-1. And that'll be the case for the next couple of months. Friday nights, Saturday nights, Sunday afternoons, weekends are going to get very crowded. 1-1, wave and a miss. And it's 1-2. We hope you'll come out and join the party at some point. And if you can't make it here in person, excited to have you following along on the broadcast. 1-2. Fouled back. And it will stay 1-2. So Hawkins allowed Hardman a single. He stands on third base. Since then, a strikeout and a ground out. A strike away from leaving Hardman at third. Here it comes. Hard hit to right. Paws back towards the gap, and it drops in front of the warning track. One hop off the fence, and it's an RBI double for Kiko Romero. Hardman in to score, so the shutout is indeed spoiled on an RBI double from Kiko Romero to put Hudson Valley on the board. Fourth hit of the night for the Renegades.
Yeah, Romero's loved the two baggers in this series. Came into play this week with just two doubles on the year. He has three in four games played this week.
Now Nelson Medina. Hudson Valley just trying to keep the line moving. First pitch, misses high, 1-0. Medina 0-2 tonight. Has not been a regular in this series. Went 0-1 as a pinch hitter yesterday. 1-0, and Medina fouls it straight back. It's 1-1.
Justin Lawson up and throwing in the bullpen with Hawkins nearing 30 pitches in the inning.
One one from Dakota. Fouled back yet again, and it's 1-2. Nelson Medina has not had a base hit since May 16th. Today's May the 25th. I'm sure he'd love to bring one in here. Fouls back the 1-2 offering up towards us. And it stays right there. Medina, a stint in the Arizona Fall League. Only hit 161 in 13 games, though. Waiting on a 1-2. Here it comes. Swing and a miss. He fooled him. Half-hearted swing from Medina. It's just a fastball from Hawkins, but for whatever reason, Medina seemed a bit confused. So two punch-outs in the frame. 15 now on the night for Cyclones pitchers, but Hudson Valley does get one across. 7-1 Brooklyn, bottom seven, coming right up.
What's Brian Kenny thinking about? Traditional stats?
Teams are not stealing enough. If I'm running a major league team, I'm starting to track me.
Advanced metrics?
I've given up on trying to get rid of batting average. There's no beating it.
The impact of rule changes?
Pitch timer violations have been scarce.
One thing's for sure, he's thinking about baseball, and he's fired up for 2024.
These are the standards by which major leaguers are measured.
Watch the show for the thinking fan. MLB Now, weekdays at 12 Eastern on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
Moving right along, we go to the bottom of the seventh, where the Brooklyn Cyclones have a 7-1 lead on the Hudson Valley Renegades. 4-5-6-2 up for Brooklyn, trying to add to its lead. Hudson Valley did get one back in the top of the seventh off Brooklyn righty Dakota Hawkins. Now Cole Ayers gets William Lugo and gets him to pop up the first pitch that he offers. Right up against the dugout on the third base side, Romero makes the catch. On the warning track for out number one. So Lugo retired for the first time tonight. Before that, he had a walk, a double, and a two-run double. So he can't reach four times, at least for now. He'll have to wait a little longer if he wants to accomplish that feat. Bases empty, one away. Wilfredo Lara next. Lara has also had multiple trips to the base pads tonight, but he has done so without the benefit of a base hit. He's reached on a couple of fielder's choices. First pitch is a called strike, 0-1 to the Brooklyn second baseman. Coming off that multi-homer, or should say multi-hit day yesterday, when he did knock in a run. Fouls away in 0-1, offering out onto the concourse, and it's no balls and two strikes. We'll wrap it up tomorrow. Brooklyn will try to slam the door shut, particularly if this holds. 0-2. Misses badly down and away. An opportunity to take 5 out of 6 in really a heated North Division. The South Atlantic League right now that is tight, that is close, that has really everybody in the mix. Nobody's out of it. 1-2 misses up and away, 2-2, and the fact still holds true, as we've told you over the course of the week, nobody sub 500. In fact, Hudson Valley in dead last at an even 500 at 20-20. Meaning if this holds, someone will be under 500 tomorrow. And it's 3-2 now to Lara. Pitch misses downstairs, but you think about just how big that could loom large and how big that could be for the Cyclones. Every series, every game, mattering seemingly more and more as Lara swings and misses down on strikes. The closer and closer we get to the halfway point before everybody back to an even 0-0. But a win tonight, Brooklyn would improve to 24-20. As Nick Ortiz out of the dugout on the third base side, Hudson Valley is going to make a call to the bullpen with two away here in the bottom of the seventh. We'll get you the new arm after a short break on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now. Secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Call to the bullpen for Nick Ortiz in Hudson Valley. The right-hander Houston Marl on to make his second appearance of the series. Final line for Cole Ayers. Season long, 3 1/3 innings, and what great length He gave the Renegades tonight no runs, a hit, a walk, two strikeouts, 40 pitches, 23 strikes tonight. But more importantly for Hudson Valley in the shorthanded bullpen, gave the Renegades a ton of length. And Nick Ortiz hoping Houston Morrill, Johnny, can take him home the rest of the way.
Well, Ayers went just as long as Hudson Valley starter Josh Gross went, each of them 3 1/3 innings of work. Now Houston Morrill on with bases empty. Two away, 7-1 Brooklyn. Jeffrey De Los Santos, lefty batter, stands in. And dances out of the way of a first pitch fastball in towards the legs, 1-0. Infield swung around to the right. Third baseman Romero well off the line. Plenty of real estate between him and the third base bag, daring De Los Santos to go the other way. 1-0 misses inside. Two balls and no strikes to Jeffrey. Should De Los Santos reach, Chris Suero would be next. 2-0. De Los Santos fouls it back. It's 2-1. 0 for 3 tonight. Still in search of his first base hit, meaning that for De Los Santos, that seven-game hitting streak very much could be in jeopardy. It very well could be his last time up at the dish tonight, too. 2-1. Chops it down the first baseline, foul. And it's two balls and two strikes. It's kind of flown under the radar a little bit, but De Los Santos has been a consistent producer over the course of the past week. Holistically, still would love to see those numbers take a bit of a turn for the better, I'm sure. 197 batting average coming into play today. Is 0 for 3 nights so far. Not going to help that. Awaiting a 2-2 here. Open stance for the lefty batter. Here it comes. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. 91 from Morrill. He faces only one batter to retire the side in the bottom of the seventh. So Brooklyn will take a 6-run lead into the eighth. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network.
We got breaking news.
Wall-to-wall breaking news.
It's that time of year.
The Dodgers get Machado.
Your teams make their move.
We are the epicenter of the trade deadline.
To postseason glory.
I love what San Diego's doing here.
Juan Soto, first time in a Padres uniform.
But this deadline waits for no one.
They're the best offense.
Who's going to get Ohtani?
We're watching.
It makes them a competitive lineup.
You heard it here first.
Oh, my.
The 2023 MLB Trade Deadline Special, August 1st on MLB Network.
Calling all hot dog lovers, come join us at Maimonides Park on Wednesday, July 3rd, when the Cyclones will suit up as the Coney Island Franks. Just one day before the annual Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest, the first 1,500 fans to enter the ballpark will receive a Joey Chestnut bobblehead giveaway. There are also special guaranteed ticket offers to ensure you'll get to take home a bobblehead of the Hot Dog King of Coney Island. For tickets and more info, make sure to log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Justin Lawson on in relief out of the Brooklyn bullpen after Dakota Hawkins' day is done. Lawson comes on to pitch the top of the eighth. Cyclones leading 7-1. And with the play-by-play, here's Justin Rock.
Thank you, Johnny. So Dakota Hawkins threw plenty of pitches in that seventh inning, so going to give him a rest the rest of the night. One inning, a run, two hits, no walks, two Ks. 31 pitches in that seventh inning. Bo Brewer to lead off. Line drive left center field into the gap. And over to cut it off, Kinsuegra. Brewer trying to make a beat for second base, but nobody was covering the bag. And so Brewer will make it to second base safely. Both Lara and Tillian went out to cut off the baseball. And Chris Suero had to run over from first base to cover second on what will be a double for the nine-hole hitter, Bo Brewer. So Brewer with his first hit of the series and his second double of the 2024 season. So a rude intro to the ball game for Justin Lawson on the first pitch double. Brings up Jay Zavina, who takes down and away 1-0. Lawson out of Winfield, Louisiana, making his 11th appearance. No record, a 1.89 ERA. Four saves, just eight hits allowed coming into the day in 19 innings. Has walked seven and struck out 21. As Avina fouls it off the hands, 1-1. First appearance for Lawson since Sunday, went two innings, gave up a run on one hit. Walked one, struck out three. Coming into play today, among the league leaders in saves. The 1-1, and Avina tries to hold up on the slider. Could not do so, says the home plate umpire, Forster. And it's a ball and two strikes. Take a look around the South Atlantic League here in the eighth inning, nearing the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Brooklyn in front, 7-1. The 1-2, hit on the ground at third. A throw to third is high and off the glove of Suero up the line, and Brewer will make it to third base safely. A throw from LaRusso sailed, and that'll be an error on the Brooklyn third baseman, and the first two are on for Hudson Valley in the eighth inning. Brewer likely would have taken third on the play regardless, and you wonder, Brewer dancing off that second base bag may have thrown LaRusso off just a tad on the throw. So Hudson Valley has Lawson cornered with nobody out and Jared Cerna the batter. Cerna 0 for 3, couple of strikeouts and a ground out to the pitcher. Lawson's first toss. This is down and away, 1-0. One final so far today. Rome beat Wilmington 2-0. Lucas Braun, 7 shutout innings for his third win of the year. 1-0. And Cerna foul ball. Even a ball and a strike. Bottom of the seventh right now. Greenville, a 3-0 lead on Greensboro. Cutter Coffey, his fourth home run of the year for the drive. Both teams into their bullpens in North Carolina. Lawson's 1-1. And the slider inside and low. Two balls and a strike with Jesus Rodriguez on deck. Top of the sixth in Hickory. Couple of South Division teams squaring off. Crawdads a 4-1 lead. All four of their runs in the first as that pitch misses up by the chin. And now Lawson in danger of walking the bases loaded. Nick Swanson for the Tourists. Winston Santos on the mound for Hickory. The 3-1, and Cerna hits it on the ground in the hole at short. Tillian on his second for one, and that's all they'll get. Scoring is Brewer. Safe at first is Cerna. It'll be an RBI for Jared, and it's 7-2. Cerna will get credit for his 27th RBI of the year. What a good job by Brooklyn to get at least an out on that play. And so one on and one out for the three-hole hitter, Jesus Rodriguez, who's 0 for 3 with three strikeouts. First pitch up and away, 1-0. Two other games in the league tonight. Bottom of the fourth, Winston-Salem and Bowling Green are tied at four. Brock Jones, his sixth home run of the year for the Hot Rods. The 1-0. Good slider. And Rodriguez early, 1-1. And the only other game on the docket tonight, bottom of the fifth right now in Maryland, Aberdeen a 2-0 lead on Jersey Shore. The 1-1. Low and it's two balls and a strike. Edgar Portez on the mound for Aberdeen, Jersey Shore into their bullpen. But the way things currently stand, if all those scores hold, Brooklyn, with the way things are right now, as it's a tapper to the left of the mound. Fielded by Lawson, third base side low throw. Great backhanded scoop by Suero. What a job he's done at first base tonight. First start here on Coney Island at the first base position, and he has saved his infielders a couple of times on great picks to his right and left. Cerna will advance to second base. More importantly, two out, but with Greensboro trailing, Jersey Shore trailing, and Wilmington losing, Brooklyn a chance to move a game back of first place and into a tie for second place if everything holds the way it does right now. As Hardman takes I 1-0, and as I had to explain to my dad the other day this week, is yes, it is only May the 25th, but there is getting closer to 20 games left in the first half of the season as the breaking ball down and away, and Cerna will take third. I don't know if that'll be scored a stolen base or defensive indifference, considering this is a five-run game with two out in the eighth. Hardman one for three, the 2-0, and he's blown away with a fastball. 2-1. They will give Cerna his sixth stolen base of the year. The 2-1. Hardman thought about it, but doesn't matter. Change-up strike makes it even 2-2. Looking ahead to the bottom of the eighth inning, Brooklyn will have the bottom third of their order due up. One in for Hunnison Valley here in the eighth inning. The 2-2 pitch, and Hardman a high pop fly. I can't even find it in the twilight sky. Suero's got better eyes on it than I. This will get about eight rows back. Did you see that, Johnny?
No, I did not.
Saw it go up into the air. And bluish gray covering the diamond right now. Not quite totally nightfall. No natural light illuminating the diamond. That ball turned into a ghost mid-flight. 2-2 the count, runner at third. The break even. Slider low. And the count full. Hudson Valley, two runs, five hits, an error. They've left four. Brooklyn, seven runs, seven hits, an error. They have stranded five. The payoff pitch struck him out on the slider. Another strikeout for Brooklyn pitching tonight, making an even 16 through eight innings on the bump for De La Cruz, Hawkins, and now Justin Lawson. But Hudson Valley does get another run. They score one on one hit, an error, one left. We head to the bottom of the eighth. Brooklyn still in front by 5, 7-2 on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclones Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
We go to the bottom of the eighth. Brooklyn looking to add some insurance. They lead 7-2. Fans, you've heard people talk about fentanyl. More young people are overdosing and dying, taking pills at a party. Just one time, with fatal consequences. You can learn more and order free naloxone, the overdose reversal nasal spray, from the New York State Office of Addiction Services and Supports by reaching them at oasas.ny.gov. First pitch to Chris Suero, high, and the count 1-0. Suero, Pregent, Paz, 7-8 and 9, due up for Brooklyn in the bottom of this eighth inning. Suero 0-2 with a walk tonight, swing and a miss, and the count evens at a ball and a strike. Brooklyn trying to secure a series victory with the win tonight. Suero takes high 2-1. Brooklyn has had a lot of success here at home so far this year. Entered play today, a home record of 15-7. 2-1, down and away. It's three balls and a strike. You look at the home series so far this year for Brooklyn. Perfect 3-0. They won every series in their own ballpark. The 3-1, and Suero sends it straight back, 3-2. Brooklyn, though, as a team, has only dropped one full six-game series so far this year. And that was the last series against Bowling Green. And that series could have very easily ended up as a split, if not for the disaster to close out the game on Friday. And Suero pulls it foul. Stays full 3-2. So this is Cyclones team who lost the first three games of the year, the latter two of those three in gut-wrenching fashion on the road in Wilmington. But since then, Gilbert Gomez's squad, a finely tuned machine. It's the 3-2 in the air, back and out of play. One of the things you have to really like about this Brooklyn group here in 2024 is the resiliency. Lose 16-3 on television on Thursday night and have come back the last 2 days to outscore their opponent 14-3. As Suero takes a 94-mile-an-hour fastball from Morrill for a strike three call. So Houston Morrill picks up his second strikeout, three straight for Hudson Valley pitchers. The bullpen's done a fantastic job tonight in support of Josh Gross. Brings up Christian Pregent. He is 1-for-2 with a walk. Lined out sharply to left in his last at-bat. And the former Stetson Hatter takes a called strike. It is 0-1. It's postseason time in college baseball. A lot of college tournaments wrapping up this weekend. Some at the Division II and Division III level already into the postseason. And the NCAA tournament as Christian takes a strike 0-2. But one of the more amazing stories out there right now is one at the Division III level. A lot of good ones in other parts of the world. Shout out to my alma mater, Penn State. The 0-2 wave and a miss. Three straight Ks for Houston Morrill. Those are the only three batters he's faced tonight. And two out in the eighth inning for Correll Paz. But Penn State today winning in 10 innings, advancing to the Big Ten championship game. I can't even remember the last time that happened. Chance to make their first NCAA tournament since 2000. But that's not the story I'm referring to. This is a story of a Division III program as a called strike to Paz 0-1. He's homered and walked tonight. But Birmingham Southern advanced today to the Division III World Series over Denison College. The 0-1, down and away, it's one ball and one strike. And the reason that is significant is because the school is closing. Like, not going to exist anymore. As the pitch down and in, and hits Paz in the foot. And he'll reach base for the third time. Is that the first man to get aboard against Morrill and back to the top of the lineup in Stanley Consuegra? But yeah, in 6 days, 6 days from now, Birmingham Southern will no longer exist. It will close down as a school on May the 31st. And the reason that is significant is because by the time the Division III World Series gets underway, as a runner goes, throw down to second, the tag, in time to get Paz. Paz might have started his slide a bit early, and he's thrown out to end the frame, but the NCAA Division III College World Series will not start until May 31st. So when Birmingham Southern plays in the D3 College World Series, they will technically represent a school that no longer exists. We head to the ninth. Brooklyn's lead still exists. They're up 7-2 as we go to the ninth.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Ninth inning time under the lights on Coney Island. Brooklyn, a 7-2 lead over Hudson Valley, trying to close out a second straight win and a fourth straight series victory at home to start the 2024 season. Omar Martinez, Rafael Flores, Kiko Romero, three scheduled to bat against the right-hander in the ninth. And the first pitch to Omar fouled away, and the count 0-1. Omar Martinez 0-3 tonight. Couple of strikeouts and a fly ball as this dribbled foul off of his leg before it rolls into fair territory. No balls and two strikes. Well, it looks like some balloons got released from somewhere by the boardwalk in Luna Park. A whole gaggle of them high up in the air by the parachute jump as Martinez fouls it off the catcher. It remains 0-2. The series comes to a close tomorrow afternoon, 2 o'clock start. Gates open at 1. Covered starts at 1:45. Have to let you know, it'll be Johnny Gnemowitz to take you through that one. He'll be with you for all nine innings as Martinez, a soft ground ball up the first baseline. Picked up by Lawson and says, you know what? I'll do this myself. And he'll run to the bag and touch the pillow. One away in the ninth inning, but I'll be down in Florida for a good friend's wedding, so we will pass the baton to Johnny tomorrow. He'll do a fantastic job leading the way through his first full solo nine-inning broadcast at the pro level. We know Johnny will kill it. Jonah Tong will get the ball again for Brooklyn. Cam Schlittler will get the ball again for Hudson Valley. As the pitch to Rafael Flores, a called strike in the count 0-1. Mookie Wilson will be here in the backyard grilling. Log on to BrooklynCyclones.com to get your tickets. And the Cyclones 2 outs away from making a bid tomorrow for 5 out of 6 against their in-state foe. Be the first time this season they'd win 5 of 6 in a series. Flores takes inside, 2 balls and a strike. Brooklyn leading 7-2. Lawson's 2-1. And Flores in the air, right center field. This one is trouble and will get down in the gap and roll all the way to the fence. Flores on his way to second. He'll think about three, but stop there. His 11th two-base hit of the season. And the Renegades a man in scoring position with one out in the ninth. Good piece of hitting there by Flores, 103 into the gap. Was among the league leaders in doubles coming into tonight. So now it is Kiko Romero, 1-for-3 with a double. Hudson Valley's had plenty of extra base hits in this game. At their third double of the night. Righty's first pitch. And Romero out in front. Count 0-1, but after the series comes to a close tomorrow, Cyclones will have off for Memorial Day. Hudson Valley will be at home on Monday against Aberdeen. The 0-1 pitch outside. One ball and one strike. That Renegades game going to be on the YES Network. Following in line to the Cyclones being on SNY on Thursday. Happy for Joe Vasile. And company getting some airtime on YES as Romero can't connect to the pitch down and in 1-2. But for Brooklyn after the holiday on Monday, they'll travel down to the Jersey Shore on Tuesday to open up a six-game series against the Blue Claws. They split three games apiece against Jersey Shore the last time as this hit on the ground is short. Picked up there by Tillian. And the throw to first pulls Suero off the bag. Try to apply the tag on Romero on his way by, but they say he missed the tag. But they're going to give the runner third base. They called a balk on Lawson, so why would the runner at first be safe if a balk is called? That makes no sense. Shouldn't Romero come back to the plate with the runner at third base on a balk? Josh Hetchka is warming up in the bullpen. The two umpires going to get together. This has not been a well-determined game. And Romero is starting to walk back to the dugout. I did see the base umpire, Travis Brewer, point at Lawson before the pitch, motioning for a balk. Then they let the play go, and he made the safe call at first base, which wouldn't make any sense. What's the call? Romero's not going to the batter's box, or is he going to get his bat back? He's going to get his bat back. So they do call a balk on Lawson, but there was a bevy of confusion. You thought for a second they let the balk count in addition to the ball put in play by Romero, although the play should be ruled dead as soon as the balk is called, unless they take away the balk. But they will have the balk count, and Romero will get back into the box of the 1-2 count. So 1-2 on Romero, and now Nick Ortiz wants further explanation from the home plate umpire, John Forster. And the crowd here at Maimonides Park growing rather irritated here in the top half of the ninth inning. But a man at third, one out. 1-2 the count supposedly on Kiko Romero. Brooklyn leading 7-2. Ortiz and Forster still continuing their conversation in between the third base dugout and home plate. And now Ortiz will head back to the dugout and Forster will head back to his post behind the catcher Pregent. 1-2, just a bit outside. Good pitch from Lawson. Doesn't get the call. It's two balls and two strikes. Nelson Medina waits on deck. The 2-2. Low in the count full. Hedzka is up in the Brooklyn bullpen. You wonder if Lawson allows him to reach. Romero, that is. They bring in Hedzka. Lawson about to throw his 35th pitch of the night. The righties pay off. And Romero takes it on the outside corner. Strike three called. He flipped the bat away. Thought he had ball four. But Lawson paints the outside black with a slider. And the Cyclones one out away from victory. 17 strikeouts tonight for Brooklyn pitching. One shy of matching their season high. And the first pitch to Nelson Medina is a fastball strike up and in. Much to his chagrin, no balls and a strike. Reminder, after the final out, we'll have the recap report for you. Look back at today's game, scores from out of town. Look ahead to the series finale tomorrow as Medina takes high. Evens up at a ball and a strike. Flores, the man at third, the 1-1. And this is a big bouncing ball past the third base coach's box. 1-2, and the Cyclones now one strike away from victory. .846 right now here in the East. Cyclones 7, Renegades 2. And they're going to call another balk on Lawson and give the runner from third a home plate. This is unbelievable. That's about the sixth balk we've seen called tonight, and Gilbert Gomez is about to give Travis Brewer a piece of his mind. I mean, this is just silly. I haven't seen anything that Lawson has done that necessarily would quantify a balk. It must be the slightest of movements, but five balks tonight called against Brooklyn. Actually, no, I was right. It was six. Three against Lawson, three against De La Cruz. It's now 7-3. But there has been a cacophony of balks and pitch clock violations this week. The 1-2 pitch struck him out swinging, and you can celebrate another Cyclone Series victory. A perfect 4-0 in series at home to start the season. And Lawson's strikeout closes out an 18-punch-out night for Brooklyn pitching. It started with a career-high 13 Ks for Felipe De La Cruz, fell one strikeout shy of the team's single-game franchise record. And then another five out of the bullpen from Dakota Hawkins and Justin Lawson. As the Cyclones win tonight, your final tally, the Brooklyn Cyclones 7 and the Hudson Valley Renegades 3. We'll take a break. When we come back, the happy recap is next. Brooklyn a winner. Don't go anywhere. You're watching on Valley Live and listening on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach. Great job by Johnny Gnemowitz down on the field with Gurrell Paz, who had his second home run of the year tonight. Brooklyn, a 7-3 winner. This evening, they move to four games over 500 at 24-20, and Hudson Valley becomes the only team in the North Division with a losing record right now, a game under the 500 mark at 20-21. The Cyclones have won all four home series to start the year and will have a chance to win five out of six tomorrow night. As we take you through the game that was here tonight, the lights flickering all the different colors of the rainbow to celebrate the win today for Brooklyn. It was Felipe De La Cruz to start against the right-hander Josh Gross. Hudson Valley got a man in scoring position in the bottom of the first, but after the leadoff single, three straight strikeouts for Felipe De La Cruz, and that would certainly start a trend up for the night. But Josh Gross added to Hudson Valley's roster yesterday from Single-A Tampa, called up to make a spot start in relief of Ben Shields, who got the ball today at Triple-A Scranton Wilkes-Barre. Well, the first pitch he threw, Stanley Consuegra hit it, and it may still be traveling. And Gurrell Paz rounds out the order, batting ninth in right. Stanley Consuegra leads off, and there it goes. Way back into the Coney Island night air, and heads up on the Cyclone, 1-0 Brooklyn. Well, Josh Gross had given up 8 home runs in the South Atlantic League and make it 9 now on the year as Stanley Consuegra puts one out of sight.
Second straight night with a long ball for Consuegra.
Yep, second straight day with a home run for Stanley. Second time he's done that in less than a week, did it on Saturday and Sunday last weekend against Bowling Green. Comes through with a leadoff home run on the very first pitch in the bottom of the first inning, but Brooklyn wasn't done there. Nick LaRusso, Junior Tillian walked, a pass ball, then another walk to William Lugo. So the first four batters of the game reached base for Brooklyn, and that brought up Wilfredo Lara with a chance for more. Corners in, middle infield back. Here's the 1-2. And Lara chops it on the ground at third. The throw to the plate, and Martinez can't scoop it. A flat-footed throw by Kiko Romero. Couldn't quite get to the catcher. 2-0 Cyclones. So a fielder's choice and a throwing error gave Brooklyn a 2-0 lead. Would stay that way all the way into the bottom of the fourth with one out. Chris Suero walked. Christian Pregent singled. And that brought up Gurrell Paz, who has been swinging a very good bat as of late.
Out of the bottom portion of the batting order. 3-1, Paz cranks this one to right field. Avina back, looking up, and it's gone. Gurrell Paz claps his hands together a couple of times. It's a three-run shot to right field, right into the backyard. And Brooklyn extends the lead. It is 5-0 on Paz's second big fly of the season.
Yeah, Paz deposited one into the backyard in right. The second home run by a lefty batter to right field at Maimonides Park this weekend. The fourth overall in the first five games of the series. Things you just can't make up when you consider only one had been hit in the first three series here on Coney Island in 2024. But Brooklyn was not done in that fourth inning. Stanley Consuegra followed with a walk. Nick LaRusso singled after a pitching change and a wild pitch. Junior Tillian struck out. And that brought up William Lugo, who put the finishing touches on Brooklyn's offensive explosion.
Circle surrounded by a blue sky behind that. Yellow number 26. Lugo cranks this one to left. Hit well. Back at the track. Off the fence. Second row of advertisements, to be more specific. And he slides in safely with a two-run double. Second double of the night for William Lugo. And it plates two more. And Brooklyn has broken this one open. It's 7-0.
Yeah, 7-0 in favor of the Cyclones. And it was the Felipe De La Cruz show the rest of the way. In the fifth inning, struck out a pair to get to a career-high 11. Went back out in the sixth inning, got a ground out, a single, struck out Jared Serna for number 12. And then it was De La Cruz against Jesus Rodriguez as Felipe was trying to cross the finish line. Cruz gets the sign he wants. The 1-2 offering. Struck him out swinging. 13 strikeouts tonight for Felipe De La Cruz, obliterating his previous career high and one shy of the Cyclones' all-time single-game record. Yep, it was the Felipe De La Cruz night here in Brooklyn as he struck out 13. Hudson Valley would pick up single runs in each of the three innings he did not pitch, a run in the 7th, 8th, and 9th, but Brooklyn wins it 7-3. Felipe, his second straight win. Third overall, he's 3-4. Six shutout innings, two hits, a walk, a career high 13 strikeouts tonight. As we mentioned earlier, one shy of the single-game franchise record. Josh Gross takes the loss in his high A debut. 3 1/3 innings, 7 runs, 5 earned on 6 hits. Walked a career-high 6, struck out 1. You wonder if the nerves were part of the control issues tonight for him. Final line score, Hudson Valley, 3 runs, 6 hits, an error. They left 5. Brooklyn, 7 runs, 7 hits, an error. They left 5 as well. Final time of game tonight, 2 hours and 44 minutes in front of a great crowd, 2,267 at Maimonides Park. And with a look around the South Atlantic League, the Mets affiliates, and more, here's Johnny Gnamowitz before we say goodbye tonight.
Thanks so much, Justin. Only one other game final in the South Atlantic League. That would be Wilmington and Rome. Emperors 2-0 shutout winners over the Blue Rocks. Everything else still going on, which shouldn't come as much of a surprise considering this was a 1 hour earlier than normal first pitch, 6 o'clock on Saturday night now. But as far as the games that are currently in action, Greenville and Greensboro in a tight one, 3-2, bottom 9, Grasshoppers up, down by 1, down to their final strike right now. Asheville and Hickory are tied at 4 in the bottom of the 7th, so it's a very interesting one in the South Division there. Winston-Salem up 1 on Bowling Green, 6-5, bottom of the 5th. Right now, Dash have the bases loaded with 2 outs, trying to add to their 1-run lead. And Jersey Shore and Aberdeen going toe-to-toe in Maryland right now. It is the Ironbirds, a 5-1 lead on top of the Blue Claws. Aberdeen only with 3 hits in that ballgame, but they do lead it 5-1. Jersey Shore threatening, though. They've got the bases juiced with only 1 out in the top of the 7th. So a lot of close games around the South Atlantic League tonight. So as far as those standings are concerned, you can definitely keep an eye on what the rest of the night has in store as far as how that will impact this Brooklyn squad when we look at the standings before tomorrow's game. Across the Mets organization tonight, all but one game final. We'll give you the finals first, then tell you who's playing. We'll start it out in AAA, Syracuse taking down Scranton Wilkes-Barre 9-6. The final in that one, the Syracuse Mets just continue to keep winning baseball games. 9 runs on 11 hits for Syracuse, headlined by a 4-hit day from Luis Angel Acuna. Luke Ritter also had himself 5 RBIs. Rylan Thomas, a multi-hit, multi-RBI game as well. Outside of that, St. Lucie unfortunately shut out by Clearwater. 1-hit shutout, 6-0. Clearwater takes down St. Lucie. Florida Complex week, Mets falling to the FCL Astros 6-2. And Double A Binghamton is the lone team that is still in action. Right now they are trailing 10-4 against the Fightin' Phils of Reading, Phillies affiliate. But Binghamton does have the bases loaded with only 1 out in the top of the 6th. So perhaps the Rumble Ponies not going down without a fight. As far as the big league club is concerned, in case you haven't already heard by now, the Mets falling in catastrophic fashion to the San Francisco Giants 7-2 as New York's bullpen continues to struggle. Edwin Diaz, a blown save. The former Cyclone Sean Reed Foley takes the loss as the Giants broke it open with a 5 spot in extra innings. Mike Yastrzemski had a bases-clearing triple in the 10th that really served as the nail in the coffin as far as the Mets earlier this afternoon. That'll do it for our look of the out-of-town scoreboard. Back to wrap it up tomorrow as Brooklyn tries to make it 5-6 against Hudson Valley.
Will be the first time Brooklyn wins 5-6 in a series this year if they can close out the series with another W tomorrow. Our coverage starts on the radio network at 1:45 Eastern Time. Gates open at 1. First pitch, 2 o'clock. Here from Maimonides Park, Jonah Tong will get the ball, 1-0, a 1.86 ERA. Cam Schlittler will get the ball for Hudson Valley, 3-1, a 1.8 ERA. Both right-handers, the starters from Tuesday, will go again for the second time this week. And as we told you in the ninth inning, I will not be here tomorrow. I will be down in Florida for a wedding. So Johnny Adamowicz will lead you through all nine innings tomorrow. He'll do a fantastic job, and I'll be back with you on Tuesday night down in Lakewood when the Cyclones open up that six-game series against Jersey Shore. That'll do it for us here on this Saturday night as the Cyclones win for the second straight day, a 7-3 finish against Hudson Valley. For our entire ownership group, the Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our vice president, Stephen Cohen, general manager, Kevin Mahoney, assistant general manager, Billy Harner, our entire crew behind the scenes, Ricky Viola, Jamal Clark, Chris Rogers, and the like. And, of course, as always, for my partner, Johnny Gadamowicz, I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Coney Island. Again, your final tally tonight, Brooklyn 7 and Hudson Valley 3. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow afternoon. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Saturday evening, everybody. So long.
Thank you for tuning into this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.